Hey everybody, Rob here, and I just want to set you up for what you're about to listen to. This is going to be Corinne's brutal cast assessment of season 33, Millennials versus Gen X, the 5-year anniversary edition. Think of this like a roast for the new Survivor cast, just based on their bio and videos on CBS.com. While for a lot of people, this is their favorite podcast of the year, there have been people in the past which have been offended by some of the things that Corinne comes up with on this show. I just want to warn you, if you are a newcomer to the podcast, that this podcast will be completely unsuitable for younger audiences and people who are offended by off-color humor. If you think that this might be you, I do ask that you consider not listening to this episode of the podcast. Now, if you're stuck today without anything to listen to Survivor-related, I can empathize with you, and that's why we've gone ahead and created, once again, a very safe-for-work intergenerational cast preview between a Gen X mom and her 14-year-old son. That's available on our reality TV wrap-ups feed at robhasawebsite.com/wrap-ups. You can find that, listen to that. You won't be offended in any way, shape, or form by that episode. So please take everything you hear tonight with many, many grains of salt. And remember that the views of Corinne Kaplan are completely her own and do not represent the views and opinions of anyone else. Listening any further is your tacit consent that you comply with everything I've stated here in this introduction. If this isn't for you, I do hope you'll join us for the rest of our content that we'll create all season long for the new season premiering next week. And if you continue to listen to this episode, I think you're in for a wild ride. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with perhaps one of the most highly anticipated podcasts in all of maybe even in all of podcasting, because I am back here with, of course, the first lady of podcasting. Nicole, how are you?
I am fantastic.
And joining us once again, it was 5 years ago this month that we first did a brutal cast assessment. And here for the 5-year anniversary, Millennials versus Gen X edition of the brutal cast assessment, please welcome back Corinne Kaplan.
Thank you.
Yes, Corinne.
After 5 years, still bringing the pain.
Still going.
Still, yep. Making people cry.
Yes, yep. Yes. Wow. Corinne, I can't believe, first off, so nice to see you back here.
Thank you. It's always lovely to be
in
here.
In the studio to go through all of this here. And we are about 10 days away from the season as we're recording this. But Corinne, this is so, I can't believe 5 years that we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. I went back, I listened to the podcast that we did from 5 years ago, and it was the premiere of, it was going into the premiere of Survivor South Pacific, and I got you on the phone that day, and you said, Rob, I haven't watched an episode of Survivor in 5 years, and that was 5 years ago, and now,
wow,
here you are.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Well,
and now you don't miss an episode. I feel like I did this. I called
100%.
You 5 years ago. You said, I haven't watched Survivor in 5 years.
Yes. You
and
sucked
because,
her back
and
in.
And after that day, now here you are. You watch the episodes. You podcast the episodes.
I mean, I'll do anything for attention. And I figured that there's a market. Like,
yes.
You got me a bunch of people that would listen to me do the podcasting. And I thought, well, shit. I mean, I'll do it.
Here we are.
But you know that's how you got me. I made up this. I said to you, I'm not going to watch an episode, but if you want, without,
yes,
any other knowledge, I will just tear into these people.
Yes.
Prior to the game. And you were like, I don't know. That could work.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And now here we are. And now you love Survivor now.
Oh no. Oh, I dread it. Are you kidding me?
You love it.
No. That is untruth. I do not.
Yeah. And then, here you are.
My binder went for like $300 last time.
Yeah. So you sold the binder
to a wonderful, great guy that I'm like friendly with now.
Okay.
He's adorable.
You put it up on eBay, and there was a big market for people who wanted the binder. It's,
you know,
very,
what?
It's very well done. It's a really,
it's very professional.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You get an A on the presentation.
Can you tell that I was a huge like book report, like really good at science fair project kid in school? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so here's the thing. I thought, like, I was scared, as you remember, to even auction it off, because I was like, what if I get like $13 for it? Like, it's not even worth the postage. And you guys were like giving me the confidence to do it. So I auctioned it and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I got $300. I FaceTimed with the fan, and then I sent the binder. Actually, Paul sent the binder. Thank you, Paul. Because I don't know how to do that stuff. However, then Anna auctioned or whatever, eBayed her dirty panties. And they went for more than my binder.
That's disgusting.
I think that makes some sense on some level. Anna Kate, you're talking about this. She sold her bathing suit. Was it her bathing suit?
In-game underwear.
In-game, not bathing suit. I don't know about this. I don't know what's going on.
Where's the fact checker?
Where's the fact checker on that?
I am grossed out.
I know about it because I bitched about it for like a month.
Are you sure it wasn't bathing suit bottom?
I'm positive.
You're positive?
Those sold separately, and those also went for like $150.
Ew.
right.
Ew.
Thank you.
Look,
thank you.
Survivor memorabilia is very valuable, okay?
I feel like that's not even the first time someone's done that, though.
I feel like you guys are missing the opportunity. I'm going to sell the binder with a pair of used underwear this time.
Yeah, so will you sell the underwear you're wearing right now?
The podcasting underwear.
Yes, the actual.
And this has taken a turn.
The actual in podcast underwear worn by Corinne for season 33 cast assessment.
I think we have to call now who in this cast would get more for their panties than Anna did. I have a vote.
Do you have a number value?
I don't. I have a lady on the cast that I think would do it.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely.
All right, so we will think about that going through. And so, Corinne, how many pages do you have
tonight? Great question. This was interesting. So there are two people that are so fucking boring, they only got one page each.
Yeah.
However, there are also people that got three pages. All in all, it's 39
pages. 39
pages! Yeah!
20
oh my God.
People!
I didn't even think about
one
that.
One binder!
That's right.
Yeah.
You set them off.
Yeah, yes. That's the tagline for the binder on eBay.
So they're separated into tribes. We're going in my order, not yours. And originally I thought I was going to be nice and go in alphabetical. So these people, because you know what they want to do. They want to skip forward to when they're
mix it up.
So you're tricking them.
Why would I
random.
Fucking let you do that?
Shuffle
you have
mode.
To listen. You're not going to know the order. So they're all shuffled up and it's just my order. Okay. We're going to do millennials first.
All right. Okay, that's fair.
Enough.
Good enough. I mean, you drive. You take this wherever you want.
Yes.
We're just the passengers.
I know.
Yeah. You don't want me to cut anything out of this.
No,
right?
I don't. Okay. I hate when you cut.
Okay. You know, only if something is grossly offensive.
Actually, there's one joke in here that like so my process is that like I try and workshop like a comic would. Like I do like for a few people. And hands down, every time I did this joke, people were like, oh.
Yeah. Look, I'm trying to protect you.
I know you are.
I'm looking out for you.
You know, my current podcast partner never does that.
No, I want, look.
I ask if I can hear it before it goes out. Never.
Yeah.
He just puts it up. I sound like a lunatic. Yeah, but you are a professional.
Okay. All right. Well, this is, I think at this point, everybody, I know you said that I was going to do like a 20-minute warning. I think at this point, everybody knows what they're getting into at this point, right?
You would think.
I feel like I finally arrived. If you feel like I'm somebody that people actually already know about.
Look,
it took 2 seasons, 5 years.
Yeah. I think that I'm sure there will be some first time people, but at least I feel like the reputation stands on its own. Like,
sure.
I don't think that there will be many people who get into this, especially, you know, there's a warning that there will have been a disclaimer.
Right.
I think that people will sort of like at this point, like, okay, that, oh, this is what it is.
Okay.
It's a brutal cast assessment.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We got it.
But it's always been that. And then those people are always the ones that comment.
Yes. Now, how do you deal with that? This has been a long time that we've been doing this. Now, especially these days, you are always very friendly with the cast. Like, what's the fallout after something like this? Because I always say, oh, boy, I bet that it's going to be awkward when Corinne runs into this person. It seems like it never is.
And OK, so it is actually awkward sometimes. The best way to do this is lean into the punch, like take the joke. It doesn't matter what I say. Like the perfect example is Neil. I mean, he really got it bad last season.
Yeah.
You
and like I tore into
it. He loved it.
His inspiration was Uncle Larry, and I pretended like Uncle Larry had molested him. He ate it. He ate it like Larry's dick. It
yes.
was perfect. So I found him to be the role model to which you should all follow. Like just take your beating.
He embraced it.
Because as soon as you try and like go head to head with me, like you're not gonna win. And I really don't have anything. I'm very self-deprecating. There's really nothing. It's you're bringing a water gun to a pistol match. So
yeah.
I suggest you all just take it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Corinne, take us wherever you want to go.
All right. So like I said, we're going to start with the millennials.
Okay.
I have to tell you just in starting out, this was a very odd cast. Okay. I found that a lot of the bios, either they don't want me to make fun of or they just have way too many fucking lawyers in this. But there were so many bios that were so like, articulate. So like,
that's exactly what I had
and done. I was like, get out of here with this. What am I supposed to do with this? But don't worry. Don't worry. I figured it out. I also found there were, so to me, this could have been three tribes. A tribe of cancer survivors or people with cancer, a tribe of lawyers, and a tribe of religious nut jobs. There were enough of
what
three,
would you
those
call that
groups,
season?
Fucking not watching. I don't know, but I was so confused as to the sheer like coincidence of how many people had the same like backstory or the same profession. Like it was weird. Don't we usually have more actors, personal trainers, and models? Like we have very few on this one. We have one model.
What do you think that is? Do you think it's that to the model actor that the idea of going on Survivor is less enticing, or there are more people that they're looking to who want to play the game?
I think that there was some sort of like, you know, direction handed down.
Yeah.
And they were like, we gotta up the intellectual, you know, nature of this show. Something happened because it was all Mactors, right? That's the word.
Well, I think it wasn't working, right? Yeah, I think this has been a long time coming. I feel like that back from, I think
One
that,
World?
Yeah, or that was the low point. And I think that after that, I think from Philippines on, we've had more people. And I think there's been some seasons like the fans on your season. Yeah. I think were a lot of very Mactory, even though they were called the fans.
Yes,
ironically.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But other than that, I feel like that for the most part, these last few seasons that we've been in, not too many Mactors.
Well, I just, their bios were getting a little difficult. So you'll see like.
It was like a college essay, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I would like to open with Adam Klein.
Adam Klein. All right. Here we go. Nicole, okay. Here he is. Got a picture open.
Thank you. I need this.
You got a little tiny dancer on the screen.
Yeah. Let me also just add in that I haven't said this on the podcast. We snapped about it. Corinne has brought not one, but two bottles of white wine.
So I have a tradition.
Yes.
That, ever since the very first time, I really like La Crema Chardonnay, so I always bring that particular brand.
Oh.
Yes. And
Sponsor. Sponsor.
Yeah. Hey, La Crema, send me a fucking case. And then I have my binder printed out. It's color-coded. In this case, I have like what their bio says in black, what I'm going to say about their bio in purple. There are certain things highlighted. In blue, I have my winner pick and my runner-up pick.
Mm-hmm.
I brought Nicole a cake because it is her birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to have a cake.
Yes.
It's a cookie cake.
Yes. And Corinne, what's the worst part about being at my house? Is it the kids? Is it the dog? Is it the sort of like the...
All of the above.
You know, the idea of learning about what it would be like to be married to me and living in a house with me? What's the most frightening thing?
A constant fear that I'm going to trip over a toy because like your entire front yard and like two of the rooms of your basic living area are just toy ridden.
Yes.
So it just feels like
Nicole, your living area is basic.
It certainly isn't basic.
They live in like a YMCA. Like there's just like small
there's
like
too many toys.
Yeah. Wait, that's actually the most offensive thing.
Yeah.
Your son was cool. Mm-hmm. When I walked in, he did not annoy me. He was very conversational.
Yeah.
Because he acts like he's 27.
He does.
Very chatty.
Yeah.
Is he not Rob's mini-me?
He is. And he was dressed like Superman. I dig it.
Yeah.
I feel like we were really riffing.
Okay, good. Well, that would be a great podcast, I think.
He could keep up.
Dominic interviewing Corinne, I think, would be podcasting gold. But all right, let's get an Adam
Klein.
You
need to snap that, like, definitely.
That would be funny. Let's wake him up. Let's wake him up for that. All right.
Yeah.
Adam Klein.
Okay, so Adam Klein. So he is a homeless shelter manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, homeless shelter management is also how I explain my two seasons of Survivor on my resume.
Yes.
And you manage a homeless shelter in San Francisco. That is a very complicated way to say you have outdoor sex with men.
Okay.
Do we think he's gay or straight?
Boy.
I don't know.
I didn't think of it.
This is the first time that, I mean, if
he lives
is,
in San Francisco.
That's true. It's possible.
He has a very pretty face.
Yeah.
See, I thought he looked like the guy who sold the HIV medications for
Martin
like,
Shkreli.
Doesn't he kind of look like him?
I don't think so, Nicole.
I mean,
a little bit.
I don't know that guy's face well enough offhand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I felt real stupid. I was like,
up.
Oh, this guy's definitely a douche. Then he's like, I'm a homeless.
No, he's a douche because he has to mention. Do you ever hear the quote George Steinbrenner said, it's not charity work if you tell more than three
See,
people?
See, look, there's the,
Martin,
the douche.
Martin Shkreli. Oh. Adam Klein. I think it's a reach,
it's
Nicole.
A reach. He looks like Pee Wee Herman, the bad guy.
Yeah.
That is a bad picture.
That is a bad picture.
Okay.
Okay.
He'll be on Survivor sometime in the next 2 years, Martin Shkreli.
Or Big Brother.
Or Big Brother, one or the other.
Oh, yeah. Or the Trump, what's the old Trump show? Is that
Celebrity Apprentice?
That.
Yes.
That. He's more that.
Not the West Wing.
Do you pod about that too?
Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah.
You got it all.
We're calling it pod now.
We've got it all.
Yeah, pod.
Is that not a word?
Well, I can't wait for Corinne that we got to get you start podcasting Big Brother.
Oh, I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yes.
I have a crush on a guy this season.
Oh, which guy is that?
Cody?
Cody.
Is that a person?
No, there is
Corey,
a guy.
Cody?
Corey.
He's cute.
Yeah, there's a guy, Corey. There was a guy who was related to a guy named Cody who was on his brother. My brother Cody used to play in a different season and now his brother is on.
Is he still on?
I don't know. I don't know any of the details.
Besides the point.
He seemed cute. Okay. So he says, when he's answering what does it mean to be a millennial, he says, millennials believe that anything is possible. I don't believe you have to pay your dues making copies and fetching coffee before you can be successful. And I'm unclear why he thinks barista is a step below ladling soup. Baristas don't step on needles at work and get hep C, Adam.
No. Mm.
So he's really like looking down upon the coffee fetchers of the world, which we know we have one on this season.
Yes, we have one on this season. Corinne, you know, we sort of just like got right into it. We hardly had any foreplay about the idea of the millennials and the Gen Xers.
I don't have an idea. Here's the thing. I don't understand. I feel like I consider myself a Gen Xer, but I'm probably technically a millennial. That's what we're going with.
Okay.
And also,
I had the same debate with Nicole.
I Googled the ages.
Yeah.
They're like that Paul guy. He should be like a Generation X-laxer. Like he's not, he's way too old to be Generation X. And Will Wall, the kid, is not Generation Millennial.
Yeah.
He's the new
Generation Z.
Yeah. So what your theme, which was already flimsy, is actually not even accurate.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, not cool, Survivor. Not cool.
No.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like it's insulting my intelligence.
Yeah. But it doesn't really, you know, none of these things.
Don't worry, they're only going to do it for like 3 weeks and then they're going to break it
Not
up.
Even.
Yeah.
Oh, also, you had asked this in the beginning and I feel like I glazed over this. So in this cast, so I prefer not to meet a single person on the cast before I do this assessment because as my disclaimer is, I think you can say anything about somebody
that you don't
know.
Based
on the idiot things that they write. But once you meet them, it's really, now it becomes personal.
And it's hard.
You know, it's rude. Well, unfortunately for me, Max, the jackass that he is, unbeknownst to me, invited Hannah to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I open my apartment door and it's Hannah.
This is pre.
It's basically
taping?
When she got back.
Okay, when she got, okay.
Yeah, maybe a few weeks after she got back.
Okay.
And I'm like, hi. And I guess I had met her at your know-it-alls at some point, but I didn't remember and certainly didn't interact with her. Well, now she's at my apartment.
She had come to one of the live shows that we did?
She came to a know-it-all. The know-it-all.
Okay.
Because that's the only show I was at.
Yeah.
And then the California one. And then she came to my apartment.
Which was pre-Survivor. That was before she went and taped it. That was the end of February. Okay.
So then she came after she finished.
I didn't know this.
And sat in on a podcast of ours.
Okay.
Because Max.
Post-Survivor.
That's right.
Okay.
So she comes over and I like the fucking look of, I'm going to kill you. When she showed, because he didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's a lovely person. But now I've met her. And so she said to me that when they were out there, there was a lot of talk about, you better not fuck up your bio. She said they were talking about it on the beach.
That's
like day one. She said that only like one or two people had not realized that there was this brutal cast assessment. And they were all like in a high level of panic, which I was so flattered by.
Yeah. And if you're worried about Corinne on day one as far, get your head in the game.
Yeah, get it together.
Really?
You deserve what you get then.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, I was like, look, it makes me very uncomfortable that I'm meeting you. Like what am I even going to say? And she goes, give it to me and give it to me good.
Yeah.
So I will tell you, Hannah is one of the people who has three pages.
All right.
She gets it really
she
fucking hard.
For it. She asked for it.
I appreciate
you get
when
what
someone
asks for.
And I will deliver, Hannah.
Okay.
So back to Adam. His personal claim to fame is that as a volunteer, I chaired a Relay for Life event that grew in size from about 10 youth participants to over 500. Increasing from 10 youth participants to 500 is called excellent sex trafficking.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
Let's see. His inspiration is his mother because she is surviving lung cancer and has survivorship in her blood because her mom survived Auschwitz. So we can confirm he's this season's Jew.
Yes.
And that he'd be hesitant to get in a shower with a room full of people.
Oh, boy.
I can say that because I'm Jewish. That's the joke my dad was like, take that out.
Yeah.
I read my dad half of Adam's profile. We got to that joke and he was like, take that out. I'm like, now you lost the privilege to listening to this assessment beforehand.
Okay. He's trying to help.
Yeah.
He's trying to help.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good. If you could have three things, one of the things he says he wants is a razor because I hate mustaches with a fiery passion. And I said fiery passion is coincidentally Zeke's drag name.
Oh.
I feel like he doesn't grow facial hair.
Adam?
Yeah. No, but Zeke has a
great
fiery
mustache.
Red mustache.
Yes, yes.
It's the perfect drag name for him. Reason for being on Survivor. The money is secondary, but not unimportant because it will allow me to continue my passion for social justice. Social justice, anti-Semitism, or cancer. You can pick one, Adam.
Can't have everything.
I found that so annoying. Did you not?
Yeah.
He seemed a little too good to be true.
Yeah. There was a lot of talking about his do-gooding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the major social justice initiatives is shutting down Corinne's binder.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. I know Ken, I think it's Ken, some real stupid charity that I Googled, and they take on different projects. Perhaps this could be a project for him.
Okay.
Okay, in the video. Now, remember, the way that this works is I go through the written bio, then I do commentary on the video, and then some of them I make a prediction for. I do not listen or watch anything else, like nothing else, just this.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I don't know if like CBS is in on the joke or what. But the B-roll?
The B-roll is crazy.
The fucking B-roll.
The B-roll has like become a thing. We've touched on this.
Like they do it on purpose.
It's got to be on purpose, right?
It's gotten like more insane to the point.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's so outrageous. Okay. So when I watched this video, I thought he has perfect teeth. He went to Stanford. He graduated with honors. But based on his B-roll behind that tree, he is also the Craigslist killer.
Oh, no.
And I wish he was the first person I watched. Everybody had terrible tree B-roll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
He does strategic planning for a homeless shelter, which I was very confused. What is that meaning like? We need to de-lice the bunk beds and get more Navy soup? Like,
yeah.
What pray tell is in strategic planning of homeless?
We need to find more homeless people.
Yeah, really trying to like recruit more people. Let's get the party going.
Our numbers are low.
Yeah. You should talk to the Michelle, the missionary recruiter.
Yeah.
I bet they're a lot of homeless. Yeah.
They have good numbers.
I was voted biggest nerd and also life of the party. One of these two things was just a cruel joke played on you by the entire student body, Adam.
Yeah.
So that's Adam, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Adam.
Adam. I actually think he's going to do pretty well. I think he's going to blow his wad and he's going to talk about his mom and all the social justice causes that he is into, which I think is going to annoy people. But I don't know. He has kind of a decent personality compared to what we're dealing with.
I think I liked him more than Nicole did.
Yeah, I went into it not really liking him because I thought just by the picture he was going to be a douche.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm judgmental.
I know. Well, you guys do a whole assessment. Jesus Christ. I assess the B-roll like you assess that one cast photo.
Nicole, that's Nicole's thing.
Specialty.
That's Nicole's thing.
Well, Nicole has the best track record of all of us. So I can't
even. And that's how I predicted Mike. I said, this guy has good, whatever.
Does she know the cast photos taken before the season starts?
Yes.
But it says a lot about their personality.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least in my
head. I mean, there's somebody that's like, you stand there, you get closer, get further. We need this. I mean, they're directing you. You know this. I'm ruining her thing now.
You're ruining her thing.
Okay.
You're ruining her thing.
No, I don't want to keep drinking.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
Let's go on to Figgy.
Figgy.
Getting Figgy with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look at you. So she's from Nashville. She's a bartender. She describes herself as adventurous, free spirit, and a crowd pleaser.
Yes.
Yikes. Crowd pleaser implies you do things on stage, and those things include picking up a ping pong ball without hands.
Oh, my God.
See, I compared her to guacamole.
I did hear that, and yes. I was like, because as soon as I have to, you know that I listen to your podcast, so I don't make the same jokes. And just, no, I thought it was so obvious. Crowd pleaser, stripper. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
And she's like, guacamole. It's like guacamole. I'm like, oh, wow. I don't even know why I'm bothering to listen. There is no threat of the same joke being used. Yeah.
I thought that was a good line.
It was. It
said that you're not a crowd pleaser. Guacamole is a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. So is the bitch who picks up ping pong balls without her hands.
Both are
crowd pleasers.
And you're not either.
No. Rachel, although.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Her peeves. When people are lazy and expect things to just happen. And I said, those people generally refer to themselves as free spirits and live in Nashville bartending. She says that when they're asking her what it means to be a millennial, I work hard for where I want to be and for everything I have. Millennials get stuff done and work hard while throwing a good snap in our Snapchat stories every now and again. She keeps saying she works hard. A, learning how to make an old fashioned is not hard work. And B, neither is updating your Snapchat.
Yes. You have to muddle fruit though in an old fashioned.
Is that true?
I think so.
No.
Sometimes it comes already made.
I don't feel like an old
fashioned. You drink an old fashioned?
What is muddled? There's nothing muddled in an old fashioned.
I feel like when I went to bartending school.
Corinne, I actually have my ABC bartending license.
Okay.
I never used it. It was a backup plan.
Let us know in the comments. How do you make it old fashioned?
I'm pretty sure there's no
fruit. Ask Figgy.
There's one cherry. Yeah. Figgy, tweet at us.
Biggie, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. What fruit goes in this special talent of yours?
Snap us a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Her claim to fame is moving to Nashville and standing on my own 2 feet at a vulnerable moment in my life. And I feel like she's purposely leaving out why she moved there. Like, was there a void in the service industry she needed to fill? Like, why was she drawn to Nashville? Do we know? Did you watch a video on her? Did she say?
I don't think she said. She's a free spirit.
Yeah.
She's a crowd pleaser.
She's bouncing around.
Crowd pleaser in Nashville.
There were parties. Yeah.
For the three things, she says she'd bring a pair of water shoes, and it's because she doesn't want to step on sea urchins.
Are there a lot of sea urchins?
I don't know, but...
Very practical.
Does she not have enough of a refined palate to know that uni is edible? And also, I had water shoes on both my seasons. What did she fucking clear, Doc Martens? Like, what is she? What was she thinking? Honestly, and you know, because you guys touched on it too, we'll get there. The bitch who didn't think you could get tampons?
Yeah.
What exact preparation did you do for this?
I don't know.
Like, really? So, just so everyone's clear, I had Tech Amphibian Solomon water shoes both seasons. Mm-hmm. Did you?
We had water shoes the first season. I think the second time I just had sneakers.
I mean, she just it's a stupid request. Yeah.
It's like a waste.
Yeah, it's a total waste, much like tampons. Okay. Her reason for being
on Survivor?
No, you need them.
Or right, okay.
But it should not be one of your three things. Okay. Which I think it's so funny they still ask this, like you've ever gotten a three thing.
I think it's more just, you know, the exercise. It's more fodder for you than...
I see.
Yeah.
I have a way better... I could actually design a much better bio questionnaire that I think would be...
You should contact CBS.
I should.
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity? You know, like, I have questions that I think would be much more interesting to find answers to.
Look, I'm sure that they would appreciate the clicks. Like, if you said, hey, look, I've got the questions
Let's
that
do
are
an alternate
really
bio. You can choose.
Yeah.
Choose your own bio.
You want people coming to CBS.com, signing up for CBS All Access to get the answer to these? Give me, I've got the questions.
Okay, so she says her reason is that she's had to fight for everything I've ever had in my life, and Survivor is the ultimate fight I want to take on. She keeps saying she had to fight to get what she has,
yes.
Which by my calculations is a bottle opener and a sense of adventure.
Yeah, you have to fight for it.
Yeah. Why would she survive? She says, I'm young and full of knowledge, which should be changed to young and full of shit. Now, video.
Yeah.
I think she's very pretty, despite the fact that she did not run a comb through her hair for this video shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's probably the prettiest girl on the cast.
Okay.
I think.
Congrats, Figgy.
Yeah. There
so
you go,
So she's
Figgy.
Very pretty.
Yeah, I think she's very pretty. However, I do not like when somebody who is part Hispanic decides that instantly makes them spicy. Every Spanish woman is not Sofia Vergara. There are some people that are just Susies.
Mm-hmm.
That is a reference to my season. Google if you don't know.
Susie Smith. Yes.
Not spicy. Would not be described as spicy or hot. She quotes Forrest Gump, which was really painful. She says, you never know what you're going to get. And I feel like I'm going to get someone about as smart as Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Lastly, she grew up playing four sports and one of those was tennis. I'm calling it right now. Despite what she's saying, she grew up fucking privileged.
Oh, check your privilege, Figgy.
Yeah. I grew up playing tennis too because my parents had a tennis court. And I was privileged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting that there's normal people. That's like saying you knew how to golf. Oh, really? How'd you have enough money for clubs?
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Figgy, we're on to you.
Yeah. I know what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
She likes kayaking. That's not a poor man's adventure.
No. You get to play stickball and like, what's another poor activity? Dice? Dice on a street
like
corner?
Craps. Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
It sounds like my childhood. Yeah.
It's like The Wire.
I just felt like her activities really spoke to a richer...
White-collar activities.
Very.
Yes.
Yeah. Your mom puts you in tennis camp. You don't have access to a tennis court just mm-hmm. randomly.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay, I loved this one. Taylor Lee Stalker.
Okay, all right. We're moving on?
Yeah, we're moving on.
Okay. Picture.
Moving on to millennial snowboard instructor, Taylor.
Oh, yes.
He was special.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a snowboard instructor. I don't know why everyone else had a first name and a last name, but he got an extra name, and I think it's possibly because he has an extra chromosome.
Oh. Do you snowboard?
No.
Okay.
No, I like
Do
my
you
face.
Ski?
No.
Okay.
I drink hot toddies in the lodge and wait for the skier. I did once date a skier.
Yes. How was that? Yeah.
It didn't end well.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up in Florida, and I live in LA, so... Mm-hmm. Cold weather activities don't really appeal to me. Three words to describe him. He says spontaneous, inventive, and thinker. And I wondered if inventive refers to how you make money when it's not snowboard season the other 5 months.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what does a snowboard instructor do when it's not snowing?
Is it like the grasshopper and the ants where he just like saves up enough money all year long?
I sincerely doubt it.
I do too.
But I was curious as to how your profession can be something that's not year round.
Mm-hmm.
He says one of his pet peeves is forms without enough space for answers. Is that why you haven't filled out any job applications?
Not enough space.
No. I mean, the struggle is real, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be a millennial? He says, come on, man. And boy, this was painful. We are open-minded, liberal, self-expressive. We invented the words sicky, sicky, nar, nar, ratchet, clutch, bay, and LOL.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this kid. I'm not even going to Google the first few phrases because I'd be dumber for knowing what they mean.
Yeah, I don't even know what they are.
Sicky, sicky, nar, nar. I reference it again like three times in the fucking book because it just made me laugh every time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. I don't want to know what it means.
I don't know how I missed that in the first time we did this.
I don't think you missed sicky, sicky, nar, nar. I feel like Rob said it.
Yeah,
I think it went over my head.
Well, I believe you also said that LOL was not invented by millennials.
I don't think you was.
Okay, well, he misspells ratchet, which leads me to believe he doesn't know that was a word already.
What does ratchet mean?
Oh, it's like, that bitch is ratchet.
There was like a whole song about it.
Well, it's like a reference to like poorly dressed hoes with bad weaves.
Oh, ratchet. So ratchet.
Or like, yeah, a party could be ratchet.
That's so ratchet.
Anything could be ratchet, but I think it originated there. Like, mm-hmm, a 2 Chainz song or something.
Okay.
Claim to fame. He says, learning to play guitar, not many people keep their passions. So you learned to play and then didn't forget how to play. That's your claim. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Can I also add that unless there's a different meaning, I don't think that millennials invented the word clutch either.
No, I think that was much more fucking dazed and confused, right? Like 70s.
Like, I'm pretty sure that was just a word. Like, I don't think that millennials really could take any ownership over the word clutch.
Well, this kid's just above retarded, so I don't know what you're expecting. Yeah. His inspiration is Scottish Knight William Wallace because he's a fan of fearless people. He should have said Joey from Friends because he's a fan of living with roommates well into his 30s.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
If you could have 3 things on the island, what would they be? He says a toothbrush, lip balm, and most of all, my banjo. What happened to your guitar, bro? He already forgot about it. 2 questions later.
Got it. So ratchet.
Yeah. It's not sicky, sicky, nar, nar.
No.
In all honesty, I've not thought about the money when asked his reason. And I said, it's in all honesty, you'll never have any.
Oh, what if he wins the game, Corinne?
Oh, he doesn't win.
Survivor should end.
I take my terrible record on this.
Yes.
I have in 5 years predicted 0 correct.
Yeah. No, not yet. Not yet. No.
Maybe this is the year.
Hey, I predicted Joe last year and it made it further than both you two idiots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair. What was he? Final 5?
Yeah.
Right there?
He could have won if not for the impact of fecal matter. Yeah. He was right there, Rob.
He was one chalupa away from winning the whole thing.
Yeah. If he didn't get sucked into the tender meat.
Yes.
Tender meat.
This is disgusting.
So
we have
sicky,
a
sicky
day,
yeah,
with him.
No.
Okay. So video. I watch his video and I think off the bat, it looks like he's not afraid to get a tattoo while wasted or a haircut or go clothes shopping. Did you see his hair?
Yeah.
It looks like
it's very dirty.
It looks like he cut it with a Flowbee, himself. Like, it's all, you know, it's not this. It's all different lengths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's almost Kate Gosselin-like, to be honest.
Yeah, is that a millennial thing?
I wouldn't know because apparently we are not millennials. Yeah. I am not cool enough. I don't know. And then I don't like when the millennials say, like, growing up, I knew I could be whatever I want as long as I put the work in. You're a fucking snowboard instructor.
Yeah.
No one ever said you can't grow up and become something that takes no formal education and pays shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you invented Tesla, you know? But they keep saying the same thing, right? Like,
people doubted him. People said, you'll never be a snowboard instructor.
Who? Unless you lost both your legs in a car accident, I'm pretty sure anyone could be a snowboard instructor.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a huge barrier to entry to snowboard instruction.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Lastly, if I was on an airplane next to him, I would look for a baby or the nearest turban. I find him to be incredibly annoying. He's cute, but he's an idiot. And I predict that Michelle, which we will get to, she also gets it very bad in this assessment. Michelle, if you're listening, I would tune out now.
Yeah.
Or make a therapist appointment.
Sounds about right.
Michelle meets him and forgets about the boyfriend. They hook up in Ponderosa. And she's
Ponderosa?
Yeah, okay. I've renamed it.
All right.
When he gets there, it's Ponderosa.
Yeah.
And she's got to get that repentance thing all over again.
Oh my God. So ratchet, Corinne.
Well, sicky, sicky, nar, nar. I don't know what it means. Do you know what that means?
I've never even heard of it.
I believe it's separate things. I believe it's sicky, sicky.
But it's more fun to say them together.
And nar, nar. I mean, I can consult the urban dictionary.
I feel like those are just things he says when he falls off his snowboard.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, sicky, sicky.
Sicky, sicky. Okay, actually, I believe it is combined. They add a comment. I guess it's probably sicky, sicky, comma, nar, nar. But it looks like it's separate things. Yeah. All right. So sicky, sicky, nar, nar. According to Urban Dictionary, it's an adjective to describe something totally awesome or even unbelievable. Like, hey, Corinne, heard the cast preview. So sicky, sicky, nar, nar.
Oh. It seems too long to describe something.
Yeah. But it is all one word.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Or one phrase.
One phrase. Yeah.
It sounds like just somebody with a stutter was trying to say they liked something. You know, it doesn't sound like a real word.
Sicky, sicky, nar, nar.
Well, we've just all aged ourselves.
I don't like this.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Okay. So ratchet.
I love when you bring it back like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is ratchet. That's right.
So ratchet.
Let's get to Hannah, shall we?
Hannah.
So now I realize at this point, because half my family's last name is Shapiro, so I know Hannah's got to be a Jew. So yeah. We have two Jews on this cast. Has that happened before?
Unheard of.
The most Jewish season of Survivor. I have to think that there's going to be some other.
I honorary named another person as being Jewish. We'll mm-hmm. get to her. So to me, there are three.
I have to consult my list of the survivors.
I believe,
I'm sure they'll
fact
check it.
Much like an Asian, there's only ever one.
Well, Corinne,
there's two from this one.
And to be fair, there was a whole season that they did, the Battle of the Races, back in Cook Islands 1.
Well, I feel like Jew-wise, there's usually only one.
They haven't ever done the all-Jewish tribe yet on Survivor.
Why don't they do that? Why don't they do all religion? Oh, that would be messy.
I feel like that's coming.
Yeah, I think that Survivor Holy Wars is probably a bad idea.
Or is it a good idea?
No, it's not. It's a ratchet idea. It is not sicky, sicky, nar, nar.
I think it's very LOL. Yeah.
Clutch.
Yeah, that's right. That's the word I was looking for. So Hannah Shapiro is allegedly a barista.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I misspelled, which is embarrassing. How do you spell barista? With one R or two R's?
I think it's one.
Oh, yeah, I think it's one. Yeah.
Fuck that up. Okay. Okay, so this was really...
I think that it does give you a leg up at Tribal Council because you're used to writing the names on the cups.
Oh,
I think
shit. It's a good, yeah. That is a really smart, witty thing to say, Rob.
Thank
you're
you.
Always yeah, thank thinking. You.
It also means she spells names wrong all the time.
Right, which is like Tribal Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't think about that.
Do you really change the spelling on purpose?
Do I?
Who does? The baristas?
No. Well, I know they do, but in Tribal Council.
You shouldn't. Unless you're making fun, like,
or they change their handwriting, right?
As people have done change the handwriting. I know in particular that there was somebody that I really wanted to tweak, so I spelt their name wrong on purpose because just to like piss them off a little bit on the way out the door.
I wanted to. I didn't get a chance to, but I hated Philip, and he called himself the specialist. And when I voted him out, I was just going to write the least specialist.
The least specialist.
I mean, I also at like one point, I think I did something. Oh, my final vote for Bob. That was a big thing. When we voted for Bob, we called him penis around camp. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard this story. It's wonderful.
No. Mm-hmm.
We went around one day asking each other middle
names. I've
heard
you refer to him as this.
Penis. Yeah. So he said, we went around and we were bored because you have nothing to do at camp. And he said, my middle name is P. And instantly, I mean, I was like L. It was Lindsay. You know, Randy does his. Instantly, as he says P, basically simultaneously, Randy and I yelp out, penis. And he's like, no. And I'm like, you're penis from now on. And so it was penis. We never called him Bob, not ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always like, all right, we're going to split up. Like before our challenge, we're like, all right, you're going to do the water part. Penis is going to do the puzzle. I mean, it was never not funny to me.
Yeah.
So when we were voting, a voting block of me, Charlie, Marcus, and Randy, I was like, we got to write penis. So we did. I wrote Bob, penis, Crawley. So the way that they kind of like creatively did it, you didn't see, but we all wrote the P.
Yeah.
In there.
I wonder what they would do if you just wrote something that was like back in Survivor South Pacific, the first season that we did the brutal cast assessment. I think that when that Ozzy got so pissed off at Cochran, like he wrote something, some play on Cochran's name on the paper, and they like blurred it out. But, if you wrote, like, if you wrote it for Bob and you wrote penis on the paper.
I wrote big P and then in tiny little letters, E-N-I-S. And, like, because it's a finale read, like, it's not.
Yeah, they didn't. But if it was, like, a vote where they needed to show all the. I wonder if they would just, like, make you be like, Corinne, you have to go vote again.
I think they would.
They probably would.
I think they would, yeah.
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 Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, so Hannah. So when I watched her video, I know I'm skipping here, but her video, she gestures really erratically.
Yeah.
Constantly, so much so that it's like, I can't even listen to what she's saying because she's gesturing. And when I met her in person, she was the same way. Very like,
hands. Did you find her to be funny in person?
Yeah. I mean, she was very like fangirlish because she had never met me before. And I think, you know, I don't know. She's very, very sweet. Much younger, you know, than me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I really
it was working for you.
The gesturing? No.
No, okay. No, I definitely get that she's trying to be funny and it's working here or
No, it's not working.
Okay.
No. What gave you the idea that I thought it was working? No. I'm just trying to get to why I'm saying what I'm about to say because I have a nickname for her.
Yeah, go for it.
So she gestures erratically. She's got crazy hair and she's sort of all over the place. I feel like she's like very high energy and quite ADD. So I thought to myself, she really was, at first I thought like in my head, she's really reminiscent of a Muppet. And so I decided she's Animal.
I can totally see that.
Animal
the Muppet. So from now on, we are calling her Hannimal.
Hannimal.
Yes. And the worst part of this is that I decided the best thing is after I shoot this, I should have the side-by-side picture of Hannah and Animal. So I thought, let me see if I can get a picture. So I'm on the phone with my brother. I'm in the car and he's in a hotel. He has shitty Wi-Fi and he goes, all right, give me your first name. I'm like, I don't know how to spell it. Just write H Shapiro Survivor. And my brother's like, oh God. Because all that is a bunch of Polish Holocaust victims.
Oh, no.
You don't want to put H Shapiro Survivor in.
No,
because it's
no.
like way down on the list to be Hannah.
No.
So that cracked me up.
Very,
so
Hannimal, very ratchet.
Hannimal from this point forward, okay?
Yeah. I'm staring at her picture and I could totally see that.
Right?
Yeah. Totally see that.
It was such a great, it just like, it came to me. But there's, when I looked through her pictures, there's not enough pictures yet of her online to get a decent one where she's like holding drumsticks or something. I need a really good side by side of her and Animal.
Maybe they'll get like
right?
chopsticks.
Come on. She's got the big, big mouth, wide eyes, nose. Come on. It's dead on. I hit on something here, kids. Okay, Hannimal. So for her hobbies.
Oh, poor Hannah.
I feel like she.
I'm sorry, well, Hannimal.
Hannimal. Not Hannibal.
Is that what I said? Yeah.
Hannibal, that's what you're saying?
I don't think I did, but maybe.
Okay, her hobbies. She can hula hoop and walk at the same time. And I said, are you and Johnny meeting up after dinner at Kellerman's? Did you forget to list carrying a watermelon? Does anyone in this room get this?
Oh,
I refuse.
Dirty dancing.
I refuse to drop this joke, even though like 2 out of 3 people didn't get it.
Every time I carry a watermelon,
you
I have to say it.
But because we are Generation X, most of the people listening have never seen this movie.
Never. And you're really missing out.
You are.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And every time I say I carried a watermelon, you look at me like...
idiot.
Yeah. I thought she was a pregnancy joke.
You did that too.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah. Her peeves are someone who likes to kill people. She is not going to get along with the cops then.
Too soon, Corinne.
What does it mean to be a millennial? Being a millennial means being hip, cool, nifty, and totally rad. Go young people. No, I'm not secretly an 80-year-old neurotic Jewish lady. Although you do have the posture of one.
She's bad posture.
She does. Did you
I couldn't tell from the picture. Yeah.
Video. She
is making all those cappuccinos.
Yes, it is.
Is she very tall?
She seems little.
That's a bad question to ask me because like most of my friends are like 6'8", so I think everyone's little.
Okay.
No, she's not little. No, she's like regular size. She's probably like your size. Maybe a little.
I thought she might be very tall from the picture.
No.
Okay.
No, you know how deceiving that picture is. Remember when the Christie brothers look like fucking giants? They look like Scott Pollard.
Well, that was like, you said that there was some sort of like image manipulation.
There was.
That
there had
was
to be. Like, they cut and pasted.
That they were like taller than
one
John
Rocker. One of the
Christie
brothers was, yeah.
Yeah.
And Rocker's like very tall, isn't he?
Very tall. I don't know.
I felt like during her bio, like I was like, someone get the hook. Like this is, stop.
That's what we had said. She was trying too hard.
And I feel bad saying that only because people many, many, many times on my seasons, not necessarily on the bios, have said, oh, she's a tryhard. That was a common thing I read whenever I did read about myself online. And I thought, I genuinely wasn't trying. I think they thought I was trying to be a bitch. I really was not.
Yeah.
In fact, trying at all. I was really just being myself. And I found it really offensive. Like the words tryhard were really like particularly bothering to me. But I think when you're writing a bio, like I'm writing a cast bio, brutal cast assessment, I am trying to make this funny and brutal.
Yeah.
So she was trying to make it funny.
I totally get the exercise where I think that I would do the same thing, and I probably did do the same thing way back when.
The problem is this isn't meant to be comical.
Right. Right.
And the other problem is that Zeke did it and did it much better.
Yeah, I think what...
Zeke was flawless.
What really lands with this is sort of... And everybody loves Courtney Yates, where it's like, it looks like you didn't try that hard.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You really don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I didn't try that hard.
I feel like one joke about how you're a nerd is fine. Like, 17 is a little overkill.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I do feel like that she's sort of like trying to follow the Cochrane trajectory.
She is.
Yes.
But Cochrane, see, she has a lot more security. I mean, you know, she works at Upright Citizens Brigade. Like, she's actually a writer for comedy.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah?
Yeah. She's employed by them. Like, that's the first thing that comes up when you Google her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she, I think, probably can do it right. And I think might be very good, like, off the cuff on the season. She's just shit in this bio.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
All right. Well, look.
I don't know. And
it's just
honestly,
a bio.
I basically avoided her at my own apartment. So it's not like I have any, like, I don't know. Like, okay. I didn't have much to do with her because I was so, like, annoyed.
I have high hopes.
Yeah, I do too.
I like her. I feel like she's sweet. So I'm rooting for her.
But she's a little too wacky, and I don't know if she's going to, you know, either she's going to go Debbie or she's going to be out early.
It might not play on the island.
I like Debbie too.
We'll get to the rest of her. I also think she's got some emotional problems here.
Hannimal?
Hannimal.
I feel like there's like some
emotional,
anxiety.
Not emotional. Like, I think she's a crier. So she says her inspiration's her mother. She has superhuman levels of toughness. I cry when I bump my arm into something too hard, when an authority figure yells at me, or if I see a video of a cat being tickled. My mom is the opposite. She's a warrior. I would not describe the preceding things as requiring a warrior to endure. And if this chick is a crier, I'm hoping the island is full of cats and authority figures, and she melts down Sleckman style.
Sleckman style.
Oh, Sleckman went after me recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whooping them Sleckman style.
Yeah.
Kathy? Wow. You're talking
yes,
about?
Yes.
Oh,
why?
I can't feel my family.
What happened?
Like, we went into it on ATF, but basically, Sugar posted on Bob's photo of him at a charity event. Like, you know, there was some horrible person that said doing charity events after a season's over makes you a loser. Now, I did a charity event after, I did the actual charity event she was talking about after my season was over. And, I can't see it because I block everything Sugar does, obviously, on every social media platform. So it didn't show up to me. But one of our patrons screen grabbed it. I read it and I was like, fuck this. But the reason I could comment and see is Sleckman got in on this fucking banter with her. She goes, what kind of terrible person would do that? And then she goes, we should start a club, Sugar says. We should start a club for everyone who's been on a season with an asshole. And I'm like, that's everyone.
Yeah,
that's literally everyone. Yeah,
it's literally
and Sleckman,
every
they're going
person.
Back and forth. She goes, well, will you direct message me? Who is it? And then Sandra pipes in. Who is this horrible person? And I'm like, let me shut this down right now.
Yeah.
So then I just fucking went for it.
So it was Bob's picture.
Bob's picture.
And Bob said, Sugar
randomly commented about me.
She sub-commented you. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And so everyone's like, who is this awful person? And I'm like, all right. So I don't need, I couldn't.
And for the record, that's like the 10 millionth least worst thing you've ever said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not even, it doesn't even crack the top 10
right.
million. Right.
So I'm like, so I comment and I fucking obviously lay into this bitch. And then I lay into Sleckman because I'm like, also, you're a fucking emotional disaster.
Right. But she didn't know it was you. She didn't know that, like, she wasn't coming after you
personally.
Well,
it doesn't matter because not only did I come after her, but then I decided, because I'm really good at this. I think this is a hidden talent of mine. She has the same haircut as Kenny Powers.
Okay.
I have a side by side of the two of them that would blow your mind.
And I love Kenny Powers.
I do too.
Yeah.
So anywho, Sleckman is on my shit list. So.
Okay. Kathy's and Kenny Powers.
Sleckman. Hannimal and Sleckman.
Kenny Powers is effing in.
Yeah.
Sleckman's effing out. Okay.
That's right. Good reference. I just rewatched that whole season.
He's a big fan.
Are you liking Vice Principals?
You know, I haven't watched it yet.
It's not great.
What is that?
It's his new show.
Yeah.
It's watchable, but it's not. It's no Kenny Powers.
Yeah, the guy from Justified too, right?
Yeah. And there's just no one fucking better than Stevie.
Goggins, yeah. Yeah, Stevie, that guy was great. He was great.
Dude.
Yeah. That's
right.
Such a funny show.
Yeah, it is. Back to Hannimal. Three things. She asked for a journal, one with an old school lock on it that says keep out on the front. Yes, because that worked well for our other Jewish friend, Anne Frank.
Oh.
I got to do Holocaust jokes. Somebody mentioned in the bio that gave me the green light. You're going to cut all these, aren't you, you son of a bitch?
Look,
there's
I'll
no cutting
it.
In this
I'll,
one.
Look,
no cutting.
This is...
Is there really no cutting? Is that just because you want to upload it faster?
Well, I do like to have a quick turnaround on these.
I feel like last time was like 5 days because I was getting bombarded with people asking me.
I don't even remember where I was in February.
We don't remember last week.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Moving on. She is, speaking of the devil, she is most like, she says, Cochrane.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so fucking out on anybody that cites Cochrane as their role model.
So mean about Cochrane. You know, 5 years ago, I did that first podcast with you. You loved Cochrane. You said, oh, my God, this guy.
Yeah, then I spent time with him.
He's the best. Brandon Hance, you were consistent on. You said then, I don't know why Russell's nephew is on this season. He looks like, I believe you said, you were down on him from the start.
A mongoloid? What did I say?
you were consistent.
That sounds like me.
Through line all the way straight through on Brandon Hance. But you're so mean. You're so mean about Cochrane.
Well, you didn't even let me finish my insult. Do you know where he is now, Hannah? No. No one does because he's an agoraphobic, friendless weirdo that CBS trots out twice a year for finales.
He had dinner with Stephen Fishback on Saturday. There's pictures to prove it.
He was dissing Malcolm. He dissed Malcolm.
Yeah, he did. Well, that's true. Malcolm did post about that.
Yeah,
I feel like he's just... I'm sad that he isn't what I wished he was. Because when I did those assessments, I thought he was like this guy that I was going to be... Like, he was going to move to LA and I was going to take him under my wing. And he was just going to be funny and quirky. And I was going to show him, like, all the things he had never seen in his life.
No, he's super cool.
No, he's not.
Well, depends who you ask.
Yeah. Look, we all can wax poetic of what we thought friendships were going to be.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I feel like you're referencing someone.
Who?
I don't know. Jenna Maresca?
No. What?
You know, I always love to bring that in.
No. Did you think she... Stop.
I don't want things to be cut. Okay. This is a good one. So she says that her reason for being on is that I like the idea that 14-year-old me would find 24-year-old me cool. I have never met an adult woman who is this concerned about being cool and cannot be further from it. And I hope that 14-year-old and 24-year-old Hannah bond and les out because it's the only way either of them are going to get any male attention.
Whoa. Wow.
I went there.
That's illegal.
It is.
You take it where you can get it.
Yeah. Why do you think you'll survive? She says, I probably won't. I tripped walking down the sidewalk, so imagine that person in the wilderness. There was a girl with one leg, a deaf woman, and a midget who survived this. I feel like you're going to be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine, Hannimal.
Hannimal! I wish I could... What is it? Da-da-da-da. What is the Muppets thing?
I don't think that's
Hannimal.
Him.
Hannimal. Meh,
I feel like I know this because I play this for the boys, too.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah,
no.
Dominic. Manomina.
That's yes! it! That's it! There
Manomina.
It yeah, Hannimal. Okay, her B-roll includes putting a message into a glass bottle into the ocean, presumably the same response time she gets on a text back from a guy now.
Yeah.
She's a barista from Boston. Adam is not going to like you. I tend to gravitate towards weird and odder people. It is not called gravitate when those are your only options, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
She's using her hands so much that it is like watching Marley Matlin have a conversation.
Oh.
That's a fucking dope ass reference.
It's good. Yeah.
That only Gen Xers will get, right?
Yes. And Celebrity Apprentice fans.
Oh. All right. There you go. I wondered why when I Googled her, there were like recent photos. That must be why.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I had I was like that deaf chick, that sign language is.
She was good on Celebrity Apprentice.
She was also on Baby Einstein.
Oh.
Oh. And that's a difference between Nicole and I.
Yeah.
I think she should date David because together they'd have the self-esteem of someone at a battered women's shelter.
Oh.
I kind of think her and David would make a cute couple.
Maybe. Who knows? Both comedy writers.
I'm just making everyone gay on this season. That's really fun for me.
I think you're assigning that to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she looks like Sophie.
She
looks like Sophie.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I definitely think that.
Yeah.
But personality-wise, Sophie is much quieter.
Sophie's quiet? No, I think she's like probably behind the scenes. I think she's very chatty, Sophie.
Maybe Sophie's more mature, but Sophie's about the same age. Sophie just seems older to me.
She's also
insulting, but like in like a sniper sort of way.
Cutting. She's cutting, yeah. Sophie.
Yeah. Sniper is a weird way to...
Yeah. Sophie's probably a couple years older.
Okay. Let's move on to Justin... Jay. So are we calling him Jay?
Let's see. Whatever you want to call him. I guess it's
Well, he's
Jay.
Asking to be called Jay?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not calling him Jay.
Then under no circumstances will he be referred to as Jay.
Yes.
He is from my hometown, which is weird.
I'll be
right?
calling him the Jay that doesn't suck.
Oh.
But that's...
Or maybe the Jay that does suck.
All right.
Maybe he'll be the Jay that does sleep with Nicole.
All right. All right. All right.
You know, that went over my head ratchet, why he said ratchet. That, but now I get it.
Okay, so Jay is from Fort Lauderdale, where I'm from.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we call it Fort Lickerdale or Fort Lauderdale. and he is in real estate. So I'm in, right off the bat, I'm into his ambiguous genetics. I can't tell what he is. Is he Asian?
Is he
Hispanic?
What is going on here?
He's Peruvian.
Peruvian?
I found this out.
Yeah, he looks Hispanic.
He looks exactly like Brenda Lowe. He's also really, really androgynous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
That'll
make
him popular.
A very pretty girl.
Yeah.
The three words that he
like
uses.
Like Joe Anglim.
No, Joe is manlier.
Okay.
But I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
They're just pretty.
Non-threatening.
I honestly think he looks totally like he could be Brenda's twin.
He can look like a girl now that I look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like put some earrings on him. Totally.
Easily. Yeah. So his three words are determined, intelligent, and funny. And honestly, is it me or does half this cast think they're Kevin Hart? Many people were like, funny, hilarious. Do you notice that?
Yes.
I think they're very funny.
I just like... Of the, he's doing a side-by-side. I love when you do this.
Yeah.
This screen, I swear to God, ATF has got to get whatever. How much does this cost? What does this setup cost?
It's just a computer.
How many hand jobs do I have to give to afford this?
I don't.
It looks so good. They look so fucking similar.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're boring all the
listeners. Brenda Lowe and Justin J star it side-by-side.
Brenda's still prettier.
Yeah.
Mm. She's arguably more boring. yeah. So his hobbies include skimboarding, fishing, and pretty much any sport. And there is just no way skimboarding is not a gay sex term.
Yeah, what is skimboarding?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Don't know. But I, for the purposes of this, made it a gay sex term.
Okay.
What does it mean to be a millennial? He says social media and all these different outlets help you to learn information quickly. I feel like social media is not how you should be learning information quickly unless that information is what Kim Kardashian looks like naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 140 characters.
And we'd rather
helps
not
you.
Know that.
Yeah. Mm. Why, people don't know that?
Well, I'd rather not know.
Who doesn't know that?
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
I wish I could have avoided that, but I definitely know it.
We know it.
His personal claim to fame. Purchasing my house at the age of 25.
How about that?
In Florida.
You're a fucking real estate agent. If Hannah made a good latte, I wouldn't commend her either. It's your fucking job, dude. Of course you own your house.
Yeah.
I would hope so. His inspiration is his beautiful mother, who has endured everything, including past divorces and serious health issues. She has had 10 brain aneurysms and received surgical care for 6 of them. I did not realize your mother was married to Ray Rice.
Oh no.
That's good. It was right there. And in an unrelated story, I'm pretty sure I had an aneurysm during Zeke's B-roll.
In a good way.
I loved it.
In a good way.
It was the absolute best B-roll to ever have been shot in the history of B-roll time.
Yeah, he embraced it.
He embraced it, yes.
I loved
him. We've arrived.
He had me at the flutter kicks with his feet.
All right, let's save the Zeke love for Zeke.
The three things he fucking, and you guys touched on this. He asked for an iPod and a DVD player with DVDs.
Like what millennial does that?
Right? Yeah. Hey, millennial genius, how about getting an iPhone which plays both?
Yeah.
Reason for being on, but he says.
Not an iPhone 7.
Why not?
Can't get a headphone jack. Then you need Bluetooth.
You just have the things in your ears.
You'll lose those on Survivor. Yeah.
Oh.
iPhone 6S or earlier.
Mm, right. Why would he lose those? Wouldn't he lose those as easily as...
We're losing people with this.
This is
a road to
nowhere.
I know they're small. Yeah.
Okay. So he says his reason for being honest, I want to be with nature again. I want to lose myself so I can rediscover myself. Lose yourself to rediscover yourself is also the tagline on the skimboarding porn video that you're in.
Yes. Lose yourself to rediscover yourself.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Why did you think you'll survive Survivor? I am mentally strong and will push my body to any limits it has to go. These words were
first.
Is that
from the video also?
Thank you. words were first heard in the trailer for Skimboarding 2, J for Pay.
Sorry.
J for Pay
is like my favorite thing I came up with in this entire bio.
I'm going to add it to the hashtag.
That's a hashtag.
So good. Thank you. Oh, I love it when I get a hashtag. So in his video, he says, I used to bartend and now I got into real estate. What are 11 words that will ruin a Tinder date, Alex? I swear to God, I would never swipe right on anyone.
Oh, that mentions real estate?
Well, if you went into real estate after bartending,
mm-hmm.
That's just it. Like a very common jump of, I have no idea what to do, and it's a 2-week course, and I can be a real estate agent.
That's it. Wow. I didn't know your dating is so serious, where it's like, okay, it's not, you're not just looking for a hookup here. It's like, okay, or is it you can't respect somebody? Why do you need to respect anybody? Who cares what somebody is doing for a job on Tinder? I thought that's just for like for hooking up.
So I use Bumble, not Tinder. Yes. And I am looking to date somebody, and I don't date the poor, and I don't know why you don't know that.
Okay. I mean, that. I feel like everyone's just
fun little story. I went on a date yesterday.
Yes.
With a gentleman who told me he was a producer. And when I got to the date, he had said, like, we had a lunch date and like a brunch. And he was like, I have to be in Malibu by 3. I have to leave here by like 1:30, whatever it was. And I'm like, oh, you know, I figured that's where he's producing. That's where he's shooting.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. I have several jobs. One of them is station management. And I was like, the fuck is station management? He's like, well, you know, I work for a company that, you know, throws parties. And I was like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, so you just, what? So he goes, so, you know, I will be at, there is a station that I will be at and I'll be managing. And I was like, what is happening at the station? He goes, there's a martini station. I was like, what are you doing at the martini? He goes, I'm making martini. You're fucking cater waiter, you piece of shit. Get out of the date. He sent me a text afterwards because I made it so obvious that it disgusted me.
Yes.
That he sent me a text after and he said, I think that our priorities are different and this probably wouldn't be relationship
right.
workable. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a 401k and health insurance. You have neither. So no, I don't just date anyone.
Okay. But you're looking for a commitment here.
I would like a commitment.
Yeah.
I would like no children and definitely no Rayos.
Yeah.
Sounds like the perfect life.
Yeah, I think this guy fulfills the man bun quota.
Oh, okay,
there
good.
There is like one a season nowadays, yes?
Yeah.
He's got a man bun situation. And then in his video, he says, I'm not afraid to tell a guy he looks good in the morning.
You know.
After a night of skimboarding.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he talks about.
He says it in the video, dude.
He's like, yeah, I don't care, whatever. Like if a guy looks good in the morning, like I don't care. I'll tell him he looks handsome. He looks good. You look good today, bro.
He set me so up for Jay for pay that it's like fucking unreal. Thank you. Actually, I should send him a fucking thank you basket. He had one of the best bios, the easiest bio.
Yes.
I loved him.
It's great.
Now we arrive at Mari Takahashi.
Mari Takahashi. Uh-oh.
I don't know how Pokemon Go works, but how many points if I catch her?
Yes. She's a video gamer. Video gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Her three words to describe her were courageous, adaptable, and calculating. Judging from your hair, the three words should have been lost a bet.
Oh, come on, Corinne.
Oh, you can't see her hair in this. It's pink and she has half of it shaved.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Nicole, I'm going to need you to weigh in here.
Yeah, I'm not down with the shaved head on.
This is Nicole's winner pick.
She is.
Just let me tell you a little ditty called Corinne picked her as a winner too, heard your cast assessment and changed it.
Oh, so which means I'm doomed.
You changed it after you heard Nicole.
I can't have the same pick.
Oh, okay.
So I'm telling you, I think she goes to the final, but she's not my winner pick anymore. Sorry, okay. Mari. Is it Mari or Mary?
I believe it's Mari.
Okay.
You know, I had a friend that shaved her head.
Well, there's no end game. This is the problem. When you go to grow that out, you look like an asshole for 7 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
my friend, she shaved the bottom part.
Oh, yeah.
Part.
That was a huge
But we used to make fun of her because we used to say she had like pubic hair in mm-hmm. the back of her head. So she was like forced to shave it because we made fun of her so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And now to this day, she still shaves it.
See you in hell, Nicole. VIP section.
That's bullying.
You're on my list.
And you're next to me.
Yeah. Yep. Her peeves were stagnation and laziness.
Yeah.
I Googled stagnation. It is a prolonged period of little or no economic growth in an economy. There's no fucking way that's what she meant.
Yeah.
That is not what she meant.
Yeah, I think things that aren't moving.
In an economy?
Well, just in an economy.
Well,
I think
like
in life.
Stagnant
yeah.
water.
Like, oh, this is my career.
It's not a word. It's not used
stagnant.
Like that.
Stagnant.
You could say you don't like people that are stagnant, but if you don't like stagnation, you're talking about an economy.
Okay.
All right, I see that.
Thank you. Her personal claim, summited Mount Kilimanjaro. More than just the accomplishment of climbing a 19,000-foot mountain. It marked my transition from the world I knew everything about, which was ballet I dedicated 25 years to, and walking into the unknown. If you are not about to say the same thing, I am envisioning Britney Spears singing, I am not a girl, not yet a woman, from a mountain. Are you not?
I'll say yes, but no.
What were you going to say? I feel like you had something there.
I can't compete with that, so I'm not going to say
anything. Oh, come on.
Let's move on.
I also felt like the transitioning out of ballet was also the first time she got her period.
Oh.
Mazel. So her inspiration, weirdly, is Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, because she's been a huge inspiration and has a huge impact on the way I've moved up in the industry. Just so I'm clear here, the industry is professional video gaming, or was it ballet?
I don't know. I don't know enough about Sheryl Sandberg.
I'm going to venture to say that it's neither. Mm-hmm. It does not make a whole lot of sense.
It's weird. I don't know if she's friends with Sheryl Sandberg
or she's just trying to be elitist.
Trying to get Sheryl Sandberg's attention. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, maybe, because she is kind of savvy in that way.
Yeah, and then somebody's going to email Sheryl Sandberg about this. Like, hey, Sheryl Sandberg, did you see this?
A fellow Jew, I can tell you that much.
Oh, no. We don't know.
Sandberg, definitely.
Yeah. If Sheryl Sandberg is listening, she has made a big impact on my career.
Sheryl, you changed my life.
And been a mentor to me as well. Love Facebook. I use Facebook every single day.
Dude, I didn't think about the fact that we should have been like scouring her profile for like, she's dropping shit because she's so smart like that,
she's
right?
She's very smart.
This bitch better not win.
I hope she does.
Nostradamus.
No, because I would have picked her.
Yeah.
I think she's just saying that so she sounds smart.
No, I fucking had to change it. I was so irritated because I waited until I did my entire assessment before I could listen to yours. I didn't want your jokes to infiltrate my brain. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, as soon as I heard, I even knew when you started, because you did the millennials first and then you did Gen X second and you didn't give your pick till Gen X. And I thought the way that you were talking about her,
you know,
the
I
first
didn't
go
pick
around
it until the end, because I didn't look at the Gen Xers until after that show.
I know, but I knew you were hip on her.
Yeah.
First go around. And then when you started teasing, you're like, well, it's a millennial. I'm like, yes, bitch. It's a woman. I was like, fuck.
Yep.
And I knew Anyways, back to her. She says several times in her bio, she refers to wanting to get that W.
Yeah.
So she says, like, why do you think you'll survive? Video games keep my mind sharp, my hand-eye coordination on point, and constantly hungry to get that W, which all of my gay listeners will appreciate. I kept substituting for D.
Yeah.
It's a lot funnier if you think she keeps talking about wanting to get that D.
Get that D.
Get that D. I think she's so cute. She has perfect teeth. She's very pretty.
Let me see.
She does have really good teeth.
Those are really good. Those are good.
I'm the daughter of a dentist, and when I say you have good teeth,
yeah,
she has great teeth.
It's very good.
I thought that her B-roll was really risky. Like, if anyone saw her doing that ballerina shit, like, if I saw that, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Get rid
Why?
Of her before individual immunity.
Why? Oh, because balance.
Oh, yeah. She's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say if she makes the merge, she's a real threat. If she doesn't, she doesn't blow her wad early.
Yeah.
If she doesn't over-strategize. And she's got a good,
I think she's too smart for that.
I think she is. She also, it's possible, this is what Cochran did, one of the many reasons I don't like him. He kept doing things that he thought would increase his Twitter following while we were out there. And he would say it, him and Philip both. Like, they would do stuff and be like, oh, it's a fucking Twitter followers. Let's do this because of Twitter followers. You don't want Twitter. And I feel like she might be that kind of person.
That's kind of
pathetic. I think she has Twitter followers. I don't think she needs Survivor for the Twitter followers.
But don't you think the other people are automatically going to hate her if she admits that she has 35 million? Is that what it is?
Well, she better not say that.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think it's 35. I think that she's not going to. Why would she say that? She's not stupid.
I'm betting that people, as well as I do, even if you're smart, when you get out there, there's nothing to talk about. What do you want to talk about? Your life.
And maybe the millennials might embrace that. They might be like, oh, wow, if I'm friends with her, then...
They're going to be jealous.
Yeah. No, they're not.
No, I think they gravitate to what's going to make them more popular.
That's what we're doing right now. You and I picked her.
We love her.
He's fucking Sheryl Sandberg perking.
We don't even know who that is.
No.
Yeah.
Mari, you have an open invite to join the ATF podcast whenever you would like.
Go for it.
Anytime. Okay. I want you guys to fill your glasses and make sure you're ready because the next person up gets it pretty good.
Okay. Who is that next person?
Michelle.
Okay.
Let
me bring up Michelle.
Please.
You get started and I can grab the bottle. Also heard in skimboarding too. Mm. Yeah. All right. Michelle.
Okay. So.
He really is getting the bottle.
Yeah, I know. That's why I just downed the rest of mine, because I don't want to marry the two.
Are there two different ones?
Yeah, well, I fucking, just to the listeners who have no interest in this, no. Last time I had brought two bottles of La Crema, and only one bottle was drank, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I fucking should probably only bring one bottle. I didn't drink
last time.
Oh, I thought you had beer. You like switched it up.
I think that was like two seasons ago.
Okay. Well, regardless. So I only had, when I previously purchased the bottle, I had only bought one. So I just grabbed a second bottle just in case I hope this doesn't taint my podcast because last time there were two bowels of lacrosse. I'm so superstitious. I hope it's still going to be good.
I think it'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay. So Michelle, she is a missionary recruiter, which sounds very Manson family to me.
Okay. That wasn't where I thought you were going.
Is she at the airport?
What? Why? Do they recruit at airports?
There are some cults at the airport.
Oh, it's obviously this is a cult.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I've always said many, many times I would make a great cult leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I would. People follow me. Hey, I've been giving out really shitty diet tips on my podcast and people do it left and right.
Yeah.
I don't believe in drinking water. And you can attest that. Have I ever had a sip of water at your house? Never. Yeah. Never.
I don't recall. Never.
I told Nicole
this.
But
that is very bad advice. I told
they're following it. One of my viewers lost 17 pounds without drinking water now. He's
gonna pass out from dehydration.
yeah, but you know,
potassium it's not Hillary overload. Clinton, is it? No.
yes, it is.
Please eat a banana.
Hydration's important, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So her hobbies, she says, I like nature, exploring, rock climbing, Settlers of Catan. I also study dragons and the stars.
Yes.
This started out fairly normal and quickly descended into some Amanda Bynes shit. How are you studying dragons? Where are you studying dragons?
She Khaleesi?
I have to tell you, just side note, I found Amanda Bynes' new, like, it's not that new now, but she has an alias on Twitter that she...
Does she?
Yes, and I will give it to you and you will die, but be very careful with it because if you tweet anything mean, she blocks you and you can't get blocked. It is an American treasure.
Okay.
Is she going crazy again?
Oh my God.
Sad story, but so funny.
She will retweet her own tweet and then comment, same. Like, she's agreeing.
Which yeah. herself.
Still.
She tweets constantly. She has a, what are those things called where you're looking for money? Those accounts. Come on.
What, like a Kickstarter?
Yes.
Yes.
Like the GoFundMes?
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
GoFundMe. There's a GoFundMe because she can't afford lipstick anymore.
Oh.
This is such a sad story.
It's sad and it's awesome. Yeah. And Michelle is the non-famous version of it.
Okay.
Her peeves are windshield wipers on a dry window. What does it mean to be a millennial? It means I know what a hashtag is and how to fix just about anything using YouTube or Google. Hashtag Google dragons because they're not real and it's embarrassing, Michelle. Her claim to fame, traveling 2 months in Europe by myself for less than $3,000.
Wow.
Including airfare. Or winning 2 state cross country championships. Did she run from country to country? I found 3,000 in... 2 months. I spent $3,000 with no travel in 2 months.
Yeah.
Way more than that, actually.
Yeah.
So this is shocking. Inspiration in life. Can I say God? Because he created everything we've seen, touched, and experienced. He must be big, intelligent, majestic, and awesome. Like dragons? Her profile is so bad. If you could have 3 things, she says, a good book to stimulate me mentally, spiritually, philosophically, waterproof mascara because I want to stay hot, especially on TV, and a large bed. Because she's concerned about staying hot, I'm guessing conversation with her is much like windshield wipers on a dry window.
Oh, I see what you
did
there.
Brought it back. That's something you would do. That's yourself.
There's the bell. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you. Why do you think you'll survive? For the physical aspect, I can take anything.
Whoa.
Are you at an interview at Vivid? Are you also interested in being hungry for that D?
Yeah.
Now we get to the video. First of all, in the video, she says she's a missionary for a Bible translation organization, which is very Art Vandelay of Vandelay Industries. Import, export, diapers and...
latex.
Like, yeah, it's an incredibly stupid... before I knock everyone else's religion.
Okay.
Is this needed? Can you not just Google translating something? Do you need to hire a missionary recruiter for this?
Yeah, what does she translate it from?
That's true. What other language does she speak? Dragon?
Yeah, she's translating
she's
the Bible into dragon.
Dragon.
Yes.
This also was so amazing. She says, I was a little rebellious until 4 years ago when I was granted true repentance and
faith. Who grants
faith.
That?
God.
I'd like it. Wait,
you need it.
Where do I apply for that? But I said this could go either way. Either she's referring to that time she stayed out past curfew or when she let R. Kelly urinate on her tits. I'm hoping it's the latter. So like
Whoa.
She either had like a really serious thing happen or she's just fucking boring.
Yeah.
And that's why I think she ends up in Ponderosa with her fucking boy Jay.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. And then, if you didn't notice this, I hate you for not noticing this. did you or did you not see the one extra long braid?
I didn't
see it. Oh, everyone who hasn't seen this, because I asked.
One braid.
I have an intern named Rourke, and I asked her today, we were hiking, and I was like, did you not see? Now, imagine, all her hair is relatively long. Mm-hmm. And then there's one braid that she's never cut.
The rat tail?
Yes, it looks like My Little Pony.
Rat tail.
It is the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just pissed that no one else has caught that yet. And I would like you all to go back and flash through that video. Yeah.
She looks like the poor man's Parvati.
Poor man's Parvati.
Yeah, I could see that. That's actually because her smile. I see it.
Yeah. The hair.
Let me tell you something.
Without the rat tail.
Let me give you the visual. Regular hair here, rat tail, ass length.
Ooh.
Oh,
it is. Thank you.
Wow.
The like non-happy trail.
It's not a few inches longer. It is extension.
Like she's
longer.
Never got it cut. The rat tail.
Never.
Wow.
Yeah.
Means she's never lost a battle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If she gets voted out.
Are you referencing right off William Wallace?
No. Khal Drogo. More.
I don't watch whatever
it's
that
a dragon
is.
Dragon thing. No. Yeah.
You should.
Oh, all right. And then her big secret is that she has a boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend. Not going to tell anybody.
No. I need her out first.
Yeah.
Actually, scratch that. I need her to be sick in pregame and an alternate subbed in.
Yeah.
I hate her that much.
Ironically, every person that I dated before Nicole said,
had a rat tail?
No. Said, okay, this is a secret. Don't tell anybody you're my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what I call that? And franking someone.
And franking someone. Why?
Because it's like they don't exist. They're hidden. I call it and franking. I've been using that term for years. You guys can steal that.
Okay.
Let's get to my fucking winner pick.
Oh, who is
You're
it?
You're announcing it so early?
Yeah. Because, right, I mean, we're there.
We're there.
We're there.
We're there.
I have chosen. Do you not have a drum roll? Can I get a drum roll?
You don't have headphones.
Where's
on.
Hannibal? Yeah. I need a drum.
Winner pick.
Thank you. Michaela Bradshaw.
Michaela.
I'm giving it to you, Michaela.
I thought it was going to be Zeke.
No.
I thought you were going to go Will.
What? No.
Well,
renamed him. Wait. I renamed him Won't because he won't win. So it's funny you should say that.
That's funny.
Well,
that's
there's
funny.
Only a couple of millennials left. So I thought, process of elimination here.
Okay, so she's in vacation club sales, which I was very confused as to how that's a job. Is that because Encyclopedia Britannica sales is not an option for her?
I think that Kat Ederson does the same thing.
She does too, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel at some point, like, I should call it Child Protective Services, or who do you call when someone's kind of young and making some bad mistakes?
It's like a 5150.
Your parents.
Yeah. Yeah. She reminds me of like Casey Anthony. Like she's going to make a really rough mistake.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. Okay. Michaela. So she says, what does it mean to be a millennial? It's the notion that I should have the desires of my heart, not because I'm entitled to them, but because God granted me the ability to attain them.
God hates Gen Xers.
Yeah. I was like very pissed that she mentioned God here, but she does redeem herself in the video.
Okay.
She does. She says, being a millennial means I'm bold enough to state what I want, stubborn enough to work for it. Despite obstacles, it means that my journey is only a failure if I stop moving forward. How much Tony Robbins are you listening to per week?
A lot. It's good stuff.
Her bio was written very like, who does she think is reading this?
Look how long it is.
It was very painful.
It really is a college essay.
I would agree with that.
It's a hard worker.
Her claim to fame is paying off her student loan debt because as a low-income student at a pricey suburban university, she worked 2 to 3 jobs during the majority of her college career, had very little fun, and made every decision based on money. It is here now that I'm coining the phrase claim to shame because this is the opposite. It is a horror to me and it is a waste of your college years.
Yes.
Like I was like, that I would never brag about that. Mm-hmm. You wasted, those are my favorite years of my whole life.
Yeah. So you say for people, debt is fine. Run it up.
I pay it
off later.
I don't care. Just that shouldn't be your claim to fame. Like you fucked up your college years.
Yeah.
I don't care what you did. Just that shouldn't be it.
Nothing to brag about. No debt.
No.
Okay.
She said she kept her expenses low by eating PB&J for lunch, denying herself cable and internet, sticking to a flip phone and driving her 1992 Honda Accord. She got the last laugh when she paid off $30,000 in loans at the age of 23. And this is where I say to you both, congratulations, Michaela, you are our third Jew on this season. I have taken her in the religious draft.
Yeah, all right. So what is it that you're seeing about her that makes you feel like that she's going to win?
Oh, her video.
Her video.
Yeah. Her inspiration was her godfather. And we now know her father is not.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah. I don't know. She asked for a book because it'll give her something to listen to besides herself. Is it a fucking audiobook?
It's an audiobook.
What do you mean by that?
That's good. Nicole loves audiobooks.
I do. Too. I live for that.
I just started listening to them.
Oh,
I love it. What are you listening to?
Fuck, what's my most recent audio? Oh, Franny made me download some self-help. It's mostly self-help.
See, I like
I'm a sad, sad, yeah. bitter single woman.
Yeah.
So I like the women comedians what I'm listening to.
I like Amy Poehler, Amy Schumer, all those books. Yeah, I've listened to all
those. What are you listening to? Like Lean In?
No. What is? I could look up hold on.
What do you do, the Audible?
Yeah, and it's... Fuck! Franny actually gave me an assignment to read it, and I take all of Franny's assignments seriously.
Yeah, okay.
She's a smart woman.
I couldn't read it because I don't like to read, so I put it on in audiobook. But yeah, I do mostly self-help. Her motivation is the 1 million. My goal is to leave an inheritance to my children's children. That's some fucking endgame. Yeah. You're thinking about the money your children's children will inherit?
Yeah.
Tony Robbins should have covered living in the present.
Yeah.
Also, there's not enough money.
A lot of pressure on the kids also.
Yeah.
She thinks she'll survive because her experience in sales has made her immune to rejection. I think the constant rejection might be because you're selling vacation clubs.
Yeah, there's a lot of rejection there.
We just want the free
brunches. Yeah. Ain't nobody saying yes to that. Yeah,
no
exactly
one.
Right.
We have never.
No. I pride myself on that.
So do we.
Yeah. It's a badge of honor, man.
To sit through them and get the prize.
And you're smirking the whole time knowing that you're just like, I got free lunch.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
No, but there's a lot. You got to sit through a lot of stuff. Like, yeah. We don't want this. We just were here. But could we show you this one thing? How many hotel rooms are going
to
be in this
year? But we get to
ride
the golf cart.
Yeah.
You guys sound like professionals.
Yeah.
We kind of are.
Well, Michaela, here's my challenge to you. If you do not win Survivor, I want you to sell vacation clubs to the Sister Nina.
To us, yes. Come on.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. So her video. This is where she had me.
Okay.
She is Beyonce in a room full of Michelles.
Whoa.
And I mean that because there's an actual Michelle.
Michelle from Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she is gorgeous. She's so pretty. And there's something about her that's like both endearing. And the real reason I picked her is because she's basically a Gen Xer that's stuck in the millennial.
Yes.
Right? So she's great in either tribe. Like, I think she's going to do this thing where she's able to cross boundaries. I think if she had the self-control to eat fucking PB&J and like not hook up in college, she's not going to fall for a dude here. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not going to take any of the pitfalls of, you know, the common Survivor mistake. So I felt like this was an intelligent choice for me.
Okay.
This is the most insightful I think Corinne's ever been.
I know. I really, yes. I had to fucking think about it. Cause I awkwardly chose
Mari. I
feel
like this needs like music.
I'm trying to think of your recent picks over. So Joe, you picked last.
Will.
You always picked the old guy. Will Sims.
I picked Dale. Yeah.
Will Sims 2.
Yeah.
Dale, you picked.
Good memory.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I'm sure they were all terrible.
From Kagyan. I'm trying to think of.
I don't know what person
it was.
I thought Dale was a returning player at one point.
Yeah.
I love Dale so much. I still love him in real time.
Yeah. I don't remember who you picked on.
Terrible. All
on
my picks.
Kagyan.
We should put that on your website somewhere. Like my recent picks compared to my current pick.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. She'll go out first because I picked her, but she shouldn't.
She shouldn't.
She says, when I was growing up, we didn't have cable. We didn't have internet and we didn't have air conditioning. Were you raised on the set of Naked and Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why did you have nothing? And then this is when I really turned the corner. She says, there are people that think just because they're Christian, God will provide everything for them. They won't. So mm-hmm. I have you, Michaela, make me proud.
All right, Michaela. Michaela.
Get him started.
Your fucking impression is so good.
Of what?
Of Russell.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's really, really good. I'm just telling you that.
Please,
if no one else has said
don't
it.
Don't encourage him.
You should make him say that in bed.
Do not encourage
Why?
Him.
What would be the, like, what
who doesn't want to wish that their husband was Russell Hance in bed?
Everybody.
The greatest of all time.
You're not good at anything, impression-wise. You're just really good at that.
What? I will kill you.
How dare you, Corinne.
I hope you do that to her tonight.
How dare you.
Let's get to
me too.
That certainly won't be happening. Yeah.
Let's get to the child that they cast.
Will Wall.
I was like honestly quite alarmed.
The Willennial.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Why didn't I think of that? I nicknamed him Won't. That's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Okay. So his hobbies, I know you guys hit on this. Watching TV and reading news articles. It sounds like he thought to himself, better throw something in that's adult. What do adults do? What do adults do?
And he sounded like a grown-up.
Yeah. Read news articles.
Yeah.
His claim to fame is being the youngest person to ever compete on Survivor, which is a dream that has finally become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, finally. You waited 0 days since you turned 18 mm-hmm. and were old enough to play. How stressful for you.
Yeah. You needed to get in there.
His inspiration in life, Jesus Christ and Ronald Reagan. I think you misspelled Ronald McDonald.
Oh.
It was such a good age joke. I loved that so much when I wrote it.
Yeah.
Do you think he even knows who Ronald McDonald is?
Do they still have Ronald McDonald?
McDonald's is still a thing, isn't
it? I know McDonald's is still a thing. Ronald but I feel McDonald like, yeah.
For he was like when we were a kid, right?
Really? He
yeah.
doesn't. I assume like you outside, don't get rid of your mascot.
I feel like outside of McDonald's, I feel like they don't advertise him.
He had the fucking McDonald's house. The house or something.
Yeah, but if you're not a sick kid, I don't think you're going to the McDonald's house.
Ask Adam Klein. I bet he's fucking donated yeah. his time to this yeah. Ronald McDonald house.
I think they still have the branding in the McDonald's. They but I feel like when yeah. we were younger, like the advertising
Everything.
For
it
McDonald's was
yeah,
with- all Ronald McDonald and Grimace and
he
the
was
characters.
Like the kind
now-
clown that took care of
I'm
dying
sorry,
kids.
But I thought he was freaky looking.
Very
yeah,
freaky.
No, I don't like that.
He's
yeah.
rapey looking. Let's not get yeah. it twisted.
He is.
Yeah. He is. I hated that this kid said he wants a Bible. There's too many people that he's on the religious tribe.
Yeah,
yeah, but he says he's not going to let his religious beliefs affect how he's going to play the game.
That's pretty much bullshit. When you're that young and you're that into the Bible that you wanted to bring it as your fucking item.
Oh, well, look.
You are who you are and there's no hiding it.
That's true.
No, I believe at 18 years old, you are not who you are. You are who your parents told you you are at 18 years old. He doesn't know. He doesn't know
who
he is yet.
Well, don't disappoint us. Don't talk religion, please.
He's a blank slate. We have no idea what Will's ultimately going to be.
Well, I don't think he knows who he is then if you're talking like that.
You're getting a little far away from your microphone there, Nicole Stradamus.
You're
drifting.
The real shocker in the bio, though, is that he fucking picks Randy
yeah.
as the contestant. Now, mind right. you, he says multiple times he's adaptable. That's his big thing in his bio.
Yes.
Well, Randy, the last thing I would describe as is adaptable.
Yeah.
He's also old.
Yes.
And atheist.
Okay.
So I would love to know why this interviewer was so fucking dumb not to say like.
Well, I don't think it's an interviewer.
Well,
yeah.
Can you elaborate on why you picked Randy Bailey, yes. please?
He says he does respect Randy. He doesn't necessarily say he.
Why?
Yeah.
But why?
Randy deserves our respect.
I love Randy. Of course I love Randy. I'm just.
He got
unclear.
A comment on Big Brother this season.
He did?
Did he?
Yes.
Oh my God. He must be fucking. Jesus Christ.
Does he know?
Yes.
He must be
yes.
over the moon.
Well, no, they tweet during big, they put tweets on the screen during Big Brother, during the live shows. And Randy like intentionally wrote a bunch of tweets that they would want to put on the show. Like Big Brother is awesome. I love this game.
So he,
Nicole
like,
is number one. and there's a girl named Nicole
yes,
on
not
Big
me,
Brother.
Obviously.
Yeah. And they You're put one, they yeah. put one of his tweets on the screen.
I think that's different than getting a shout out.
Yeah, they didn't give him a shout out. No,
he got what he wanted.
I love that Randy's going for the public. You know what? Maybe there's going to be another vote in Survivor.
Well, there's going to be another Big Brother in this fall.
You know, I
BBOTT it's called.
Is that the one that's only on the internet?
Yeah.
Someone told me about this. That is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You work that hard, you get on a show, and it's not on TV.
Come back next week. Let's do a brutal cast assessment of Big Brother OTT.
Do you know what also is not on TV?
What's that?
Joe and Kelly's new show.
Yes, yes. You're very excited about this.
I am so excited.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what I don't
Nobody
understand
does.
What it is.
It's an intimate look at their relationship.
What?
Ooh,
what is
and
I don't.
He keeps calling it a TV show. It's on the web. And currently, I don't think it's on anything.
I don't think it's, yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't know
what it is.
Max was stranded with them. Well, not stranded. Max was vacationing. What do you call it? He was at Missy Baylor.
Who's managing Joe's career? Who's managing?
Fantastic.
Who's giving him advice on stuff?
I don't know because I gave him some advice and he didn't take it.
Yeah.
That being said, I know that Max was with them all weekend and I'm not sure Joe's still speaking to me. I'm very good friends with Joe. Like,
Why isn't he speaking with you?
I was like kind of harsh on the show.
The idea for what is he doing with himself?
Which Kelly are we talking about?
Wiggles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. she's just gonna say it with silence. So, anywho, Max never calls me. He always texts me. And he was scheduled to be in the airport this afternoon. And I tried to take a nap. Mm-hmm. And I missed his call. And I am very scared that he called because he's calling to tell me that they fucking hate me.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Why was he with them? Is he in the show too?
There's a charity event. Some stupid. How do you not know this? There's a stupid charity event for Missy and Baylor.
Corinne, I'm not like you. I don't go to everything.
I've never gone to anything.
I don't break into charity events.
I have a podcast partner that goes to this dumb shit. Who was on the Dirty 30 with a bunch of unemployed losers that go to these things. So he was there and he was observing them.
Yeah.
Just to give you a taste, because you know why not? I've already dug the hole. The comment I made was, you know, they named the show Mana, which is apparently the word for like
money,
energy.
Right? Oh.
No, that's what I said. You don't have any.
Yeah.
I also said it makes me mana throw up. But they named the show Mana and he goes, they go into this like dissertation on like mana. We want to explore different cultures and how they have mana.
Yeah.
And so Max is like, what do you think the show should be called? And I was like, it should be My Face is Put Together Like a Ransom Note. And that was, I think, the comment where I might have lost. Kelly's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, come on, Corinne. You're going to ruin the one chance that we have for Joey Amazing to come on this podcast.
I'm telling you right now.
To promote this show.
I'm covering Mana.
And you're ruining it.
Dude, I'm covering Mana.
Jenna Lewis agrees. It was on the podcast. She agrees.
What?
Jenna Lewis agrees.
If Jenna Lewis agrees, then...
She proclaimed it, too.
That, holy shit. Yes. I didn't know this.
No, it was
I forgot
thing.
Jenna
yeah.
Lewis existed.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No, I mean, I like her-ish.
Jenna Lewis played with her before. She's seen her before.
We all saw her. She was on national TV, dude.
I'm trying to be a little political.
Okay, you're so PC. Wiggles, you look beautiful. All the work you did was better.
Mm-hmm.
Your original slate was not great.
Mm-hmm.
So
look, they're trying to help people, Corinne. Why you got to poo-poo this new hit show?
You know what? We're going to end the conversation because I've done enough damage. I'm concerned that Joe's never speaking to me again. But I feel like
girls, Jess, Mana, have fun.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
I've been calling her Mana Kournikova. Trust me. There's nothing I haven't done. I have fucking slate. I don't even care about the new season of Survivor. All I care about is Mana.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. Okay. Let's get back to the source at hand here. Will says people don't respect youth and I'm going to make them regret that. And I think he meant people don't respect you. His bio is short. It's like he's only in high school and doesn't have enough life experience to write about.
Look, he had an English test. There was a lot of other stuff to do.
I thought maybe he was thrown off because the Survivor application doesn't have a section for prom queen and senior superlative.
Yes, it does not.
I honestly, real talk, I think it's so irresponsible to put a kid this young on.
You do.
You should have had to be in college for a minute before you get to do the show.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that in I terms think that of- you're so ill-prepared. Thank God he's like, you know, cute-ish.
I mean, I couldn't imagine taking 18-year-old me and putting me on television.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they shouldn't have put 24-year-old me on TV.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
I probably would have been okay because I had the self-confidence of like.
Yeah. God knows what
America,
I would have said at 18 years old.
But we saw what you said at 24.
Yeah.
I would be concerned. You know what? Actually, when the two of us were that age, the internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
And that was fine. Now the internet and Survivor sucks and all those horrible places. You're going to see things you can't unsee. And when you're that young, you're not developed enough to really be able to handle it.
You can't find a picture of me when I was 18.
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah. Right. But I mean,
I think it's really damaging.
Very damaging. Yeah.
This is a good point.
I was like a little bit upset. He opens the video with he's the youngest person to play. Boy, was that a short reign for Julia.
Yeah.
Poor Julia.
Yeah. I do feel like he's an old soul, though.
Well, that's because he sounds like James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why. His hair looks like it clips on like a Lego piece.
Oh.
Oh, Dominic loves Legos.
We have a lot of Legos here, Corinne.
Yeah. Well, he's got a sensible soccer mom haircut, so.
Sensible soccer mom.
He picked up the coconut as though it was a home phone. And I thought, what direction did they give you to do that? Like, act like this is your kitchen?
Yeah.
Like, why did you? He picks up the phone, then he angrily hangs it up. I know. You said you think it's an homage to something.
I think that's a Survivor thing.
And you
coconut
said
phone.
You're sure that he's going to agree with that because he looks like a fucking asshole in this video. So why not just say that's why? But I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of it.
I think we got to the bottom of it. I think it's a Survivor thing.
All right.
I'm going to disagree.
All right.
I mean, you think that
you guys are the Survivor experts here.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have us here, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true. I defer to Nicole and Corinne.
Yes, we are the know-it-alls.
I have a question for you, a real strategic question. Because he sounds older, and I think looks like he could, I mean...
He doesn't look 18.
No, he could pass for older, but he seems to think it's an advantage to tell everyone he's younger because people think younger people, I don't know why he said that, like, can't do stuff. No, younger people can do way more stuff than old people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a physical game.
Well, if you give him an iPhone, but like living off.
No, I'm saying like energy wise, fitness wise.
But you think he could build a shelter? Like he can't YouTube that.
I think he's an outdoorsy guy.
I feel like that the people are going to say, if he's like, oh, I'm just 18, I'm in high school, I don't know what to do. Can you help me? Can you keep me here? Like, oh, come here, let me take you under my wing, buddy. I do think that there is something to that.
I don't think the millennials are going to think that way, though.
I don't know. I think
maybe the Gen Xers will, but not the millennials.
You don't think that a 25-year-old is going to take an 18-year-old under their wing?
Let me ask you this. If you played with him, would you align with him?
I think I would align with anybody.
I don't
think
that he's the right person to ask.
The fuck kind of answer? It's the worst answer I've ever heard. You'd align with everyone?
Yeah, Corinne, that's what I do. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think I would. I think it's sort of like a fraternity sorority. Like, oh, this is my little brother. I think I'll take him under my wing.
I'm saying outright, I would align with him.
Yeah.
I love the youthful.
The young and the old.
And
you
he's
like.
A dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
But I would not say that about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how Survivor works, you know. When you get out there, you got to make an alliance. It's not everyone.
No, you're too, like, okay, I'm working with these people. These are my people. Yeah. I'm never going to turn on them. You got to be more flexible. You got to work with everybody.
Oh, really? That worked out so well for me when I turned on Dawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I stepped out my second season. Only made it 22 days.
Yeah.
Let's get to the jewel in the crown of this season.
Okay.
Yes.
My boy Zeke.
Zeke. Everybody loves Zeke.
There's nothing not to love about him. I do go hard on him in some parts of this, but
he can handle it.
I wanted to hate the bio because he did try hard.
Yes,
but he succeeded.
Yeah, you go in kind of hating it, and then at the end you're like, this was amazing.
It's the old Costanza.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like he won me over.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
So he's an asset manager, which I thought.
Oh boy.
You know exactly what
you
mean. You mean butt explorer? Three words to describe you: sharp, devilish, unstoppable. Sounds like a 1-star Yelp review for a dildo.
Oh boy. Do you get a Yelp review for a dildo?
You can.
You get a Yelp review for everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more for a place of business. Well, just to
maybe
nitpick,
that sure gets a lot of business.
Just to nitpick the joke a little bit. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Hobbies, writing, improv, gym, and cooking. So I'm concerned now that him and Brett, who also cited improv, are going to have some sort of comedic duo thing happening.
Yeah.
They will get along possibly at the merge.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be a millennial? To be perfectly honest, I've never thought of myself as a millennial. Ask one of the other children.
I love that answer.
I like that answer too. But where are the other children? Are they in your van? He looks a little molesty.
It's the mustache. The fiery stash.
Yes. Fiery passion.
Yes.
His claim to fame is being ranked one of the top 16 high school debaters. It's been downhill ever since. I won't debate you there, Zeke.
Yes.
I feel like he's got self-deprecating humor done appropriately. And when this season is over, I'm calling it now. You can have a regular, I have a Randy's rant. I'll take Zeke. Zeke, do something for me every week.
Why do you get dibs?
Oh, no. You and I share. Don't you get Randy, too?
No.
I wish I just got... No, you get Randy.
No, Randy doesn't associate anymore.
No, that can't be true.
He's left me for dead.
I don't think that's true. Because I was irritated when I was like... he was like, I'm busy. I'm doing something for Rob. I was like, the fuck?
When was he busy?
I don't know. He's full of excuses.
I think so.
Just so you know, in case you want to deal with Randy... Every week, he's like, do you need a rant? When do you need a buy? I'm like, this is how it works. The season, there's an episode a week. You rant about it, and then you fucking send it to me.
Yeah, yes.
I'm telling, 2 weeks ago, I got a text, are you going to need rants this season? Yes, I need rants. I can't keep answering this question, Randy.
Very inside baseball.
So just good luck if you'd like to use
it. He's not. I haven't talked to him in forever.
Oh. He loves you, though. He'll do anything. He loves himself some camera time. So trust me, I'm not taking anything away from you. I bet Randy. Zeke is the same way.
Okay.
His inspiration is Joan Rivers. And I felt like if Joan saw you dressed like that in Brooklyn, she would throw change into your coffee cup. He hates New Jersey. Did you notice this in the bio?
Yeah.
He hates New Jersey like Michaela hates enjoying college.
Oh.
Michaela. Did I do it right?
Michaela.
That was close.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's so hot, Michaela.
His reason for being on Survivor: I've dreamed of starving on desert beaches and running around in my unwashed underwear for years.
And selling them after?
Which sounds like a day in the life of Vince Lai.
Oh.
Selling them after was a good, that's a good
callback.
Yep. Good callback.
She's sneaky, Corinne.
Why will he survive?
Sniper back there.
The two of you with it. Wow, you have really perfected the art of a callback.
We're snipers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why he'll survive, he says, hopefully the years spent watching Survivor and listening to Survivor podcasts will yield some aptitude. I hope that he is not listening to the one that I do.
Yes.
Oh, he definitely does.
Well, I have zero. I mean, it's 12% strategy and 88% my life and my dating life.
Good math. That was good math.
You know, it was like Bronte.
Ha! Yes. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
That's the only like drop we use when she does that math. She does it wrong. She's yes. Like, I can't do it.
Well, you should have said 89%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right there, though.
It's right there.
Lost me.
Right there.
I know. It's okay. I'm lost on everything Big Brother with the exception of Bronte.
Yeah.
Her voice.
She's been gone a while.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That voice stays with you.
The callback.
It is. Okay, so I think he looks in the video like a Disney villain and a Silver Lake hipster had a kid.
Yeah.
He's got like a weird, yeah, there's something, his look is very strange.
But it suits
unique.
Him.
It does.
It totally memorable. Suits him.
He came out when he was 15, which was unnecessary to do since everyone could clearly see the dick broom on his face.
The mustache?
Yeah. Yeah.
When he was 15?
It's a dick broom. I think he's had that for a while.
Okay.
He's not Adam Klein. He has facial hair. I actually cringed when he got into the mud puddle. While I loved it, it is a very not gay thing to do to ruin your beautifully pressed clothing.
Oh, he doesn't care.
I thought that was the most amusing thing ever.
It was incredible.
I loved it. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
The pitter patter, the, oh, it was. But when he did it, I swear to God, it is true. I was having an aneurysm. Like, I was like, there was no one in the room. And I'm like, no, no. You know, like I really, Zeke, you really had me at the mud.
It was like perfection.
It was so absurd that I thought, finally, somebody
it.
Gets it.
He gets it. He was totally making fun of himself and everybody else.
I really like, I want next season, somebody take it to the next level.
It was the moment where instead of like the, where like, Neil, why don't you jump out from behind the tree?
No.
Like, okay, I guess.
No,
is that going to look weird? No, no, no. Trust us. It's good. It's good.
No.
That
he's no questions
like,
asked.
He's like, oh, okay. Oh, this will look, this will be really stupid if I do this.
And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, RHAP is going to talk
about
this.
People will.
I feel like they didn't ask at all. And the cameraman was like, he's in the puddle. He's radioing back. He's like, Spoolfucker's in the puddle, dude. He's in the puddle.
He's fluttering his toes.
And then he gets in the ocean and he does the fucking fountain. Spirit arms.
I love it.
Yeah. It's, oh man, is it good.
I feel like me and my friends have done that, like, wasted before.
Sunshine arms in a fucking jacuzzi every day.
Yes.
Yeah. he says, I generally like football players. I like their spirit. I like their spunk. And spunk is a really neat way to say sperm.
No.
You knew that was coming. And honestly, I couldn't listen to what he was saying because it was what I would imagine Benny Hill would do in his CBS cast video.
There you go.
Yeah. It was all so right. Jokey.
Are we through the millennials?
We are.
We are through the millennials.
So do you have the Zika virus like the rest of us do?
I caught it. I've got microcephaly.
It is contagious.
Be careful out there. Be careful out there.
Yes.
All right. Let me take a moment for a quick word here. Let me just mention DraftKings.com. Corinne, Zeke likes the football players. He likes all their, what did he say? Their spunk and their what?
Spunk to the face.
Oh, my God. So football's back. And to celebrate, DraftKings has another free fantasy contest this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. No deposit required. You heard that right. So put your fantasy knowledge for the test. Nicole Stradamus, you could make some serious money. 100 grand this weekend at DraftKings.com, the destination for 1 week fantasy football. Corinne, you hate commitments, right?
Obviously.
She's looking
DraftKings.com is no season-long commitments. Just play when you want with the players you want, which sounds like the perfect relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
Pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. Renew old rivalries with friends to prove you're the superior GM or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Whether you're in for a 1 week fantasy rookie or a grizzled vet, DraftKings offers fun, fair, free contests all season long. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code ROB to play for free in this weekend's 100,000 fantasy contest. The contest is free. No deposit required, so there's no reason not to play. Use the promo code ROB. Play for free for your share of 100 grand this weekend only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. All right.
Rob, I feel like $100,000 is enough for your children's children.
Yes. Yes. I could be like Michaela.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't encourage it.
Yes. All right. I don't even have to go on Survivor to do that. All right. Gen Xers, correct.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with
your people.
My favorite Gen X lax, Paul Wachter.
Paul Wachter.
Which really sounds like he should be speeding with Spin Diesel.
Spin Diesel.
Paul Wachter and Paul Wachter sound real similar.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Paul Wachter.
Okay. Three words. I'm not even going to tell you how he described himself. I'm going to tell you the three words I had for him were on the spectrum.
Oh, no.
Paul is maybe one of my favorite ever.
Ever.
I've had to do a bio for.
Cause,
yeah.
Because he's the oldest.
Well, you know I love the old.
You love the old.
I love the geriatric.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, there's a lot to work with here. Hobbies, singing in a rock band, treasure hunting, and spearfishing. Treasure hunting, really? You sound like a gentleman who does not say no to some bath salts.
Oh, wow. Well, he is from Florida.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. His pet peeves, whiners and slackers. And by definition, treasure hunting is for slackers, is it not?
Yeah, it's other people's treasure.
Yeah, you didn't earn it.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? He says, someone who never received a participation award.
Mm-hmm.
From the little I know about you, Paul, that might be because you didn't participate.
Oh, Corinne, he plays in a rock band. Would you go see his rock band?
It is my understanding they play for 4 hours without a break, so no.
No, no.
No, okay. I will not.
I feel like you
Unless
went
to, there's an open bar.
I feel like on Instagram I saw you went to go see Journey not too long
ago.
Oh,
I
ago.
Did.
Right.
That's true. Wow. Right. Someone's been stalking me.
I'm not stalking
Stalker
you.
Stalker alert.
That's in my, what, because I remember something was in my feed?
My best friend Joyce, for my birthday, got me like front row backstage passes to the Journey concert.
Yes.
They were with the Doobie Brothers too, which I bet he likes
Doobie
also.
Doobie Brothers?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so drunk that I don't know what happened to our car service. We ended up trying to get an Uber. I had to pee. I went into a gas station. They told me I couldn't use the bathroom. And then I like busted behind the doors. They were like, we're going to call the cops. It got dicey.
I feel like you were in a limo. Were you?
I was on the way.
Oh,
loaded.
What a stalker!
Yeah,
Nicole.
Wow.
No, because we saw the picture.
Stalker.
We have seen Journey cover bands a lot, so we love Journey.
Yeah, I'm a huge. I have a shirt that says "Just a Small Town Girl."
Yeah.
I almost wore it tonight. Actually, I was looking for a tank top.
That would have
been the same
awkward.
Fit as this. Anyways, I did take a limo there, but the concert is long, and so we were like, we'll take a limo there, and we'll just get a because it's far. It was all the way in Orange County, so we took the limo there, which was actually horrendous. Really bad traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, long story short, we ended up thinking we would just get an Uber on the way back. It was a mess.
Okay.
Regardless, let's get back to you, Paul Walker.
Looking forward to one day the Survivor player whose profession is Uber driver. I feel like that's coming.
Oh, my God.
Sometime in the next year.
Oh, it's definitely coming.
It's Taylor. Taylor's definitely Ubering on the side. Are you
kidding? Would you let him drive a car with you in it?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I wouldn't let him give me a haircut or drive my car.
Okay.
Nope.
Or teach you how to snowboard.
No, probably not that either.
Either one.
Okay. So his claim to fame is being a father to three beautiful children.
Yeah.
And my question is, were they adopted?
Or are there other ones who are ugly that didn't include it in the three?
The two other ones we're not going to talk about.
The best thing is I have three beautiful...
Oh, it's the old Crystal and Jade.
Yeah.
When Debbie had those two kids and one of them's a model, the other one she doesn't mention.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorite things about her bio that I then brought back the entire season. Like, and then ended up on a bus because I was Jason's guest at the finale next to Crystal and Jade and I almost lost my mind.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a fucking callback.
Corinne, which contestant this season is going to give you tickets to the finale?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yes.
Oh.
Was it Hannah? Hannimal?
No, I'm sure Hannimal's giving. She probably has a loving family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Jason and Denise hate their families, so yes. It was really kind of a slam dunk.
Okay.
I need someone that's like either a loner. Oh, maybe that we haven't gotten to him yet. David.
Okay,
he
maybe.
Like just sort of a loser.
A loser?
Who will give you tickets?
Yeah, I feel like Jason wasn't. Jason's cool as shit. But you need somebody that doesn't have enough family or friends
right.
or wife or girlfriend. You need someone that's not going to take up the tickets, you see.
Dicey family situation.
Yeah.
People that can't travel, no close friends.
Yes.
Right.
And here, let me give you a spoiler alert. I will never sit through another finale. I fucking hate sitting through them.
Yeah.
Hate. I get zero camera time. I don't care enough about it. You can't really watch accurately. Like, you have to rewatch it later because you're watching it. Do you go to the finale?
I went to the 31 finale, but I was doing interviews on the red carpet. Like, I went to go do it, like, for work. Like, yeah. I would not want to go there recreationally to do it.
No, it's cold. I even had, like, I had a shirt, like, made with, like, Jason's face on it because
No, you're not going to get seen in the audience.
No, of course you're not. It's just, and then, like, I have to see Cochran sitting way in the front. Like, he's some fucking royalty.
He is. He Survivor royalty.
No. No. You're not Survivor royalty unless I give you the crown and you don't have it.
take that, Cochran.
You dictate who's Survivor royalty?
I do, at least on the ATF podcast.
Yeah, you don't even know about the coconut phone.
I did because we have the stupid sound drop that's like, it's that guy Greg. Because someone's like, oh, there's Greg on the coconut phone.
Then why are you fighting me that there's a coconut phone?
I'm fighting you that this kid did not. He's not doing. They were like, act like you're in your kitchen.
He wasn't even born when that happened.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
First, he was.
But also, he kind of wasn't.
Will you just tweet to Corinne and settle this?
For the love of God, you have to settle this. I feel like, did you also hear?
Of course, he's going to say, yeah, that was the coconut phone.
Right, that's the other problem. We will never. But he might be truthful. He's got Bible shit in his. You know,
yeah. Swear on the Bible, Will.
Yeah. Oh, good idea.
Yes.
Did you also hear this cast is absolutely petrified of getting in trouble? So none of them are like tweeting. They're like,
good.
Well, it's not good for us if we're asking them to tweet at us whether or not the phone.
All right, DM
give
us.
Give him secret code. Secret code is what do you like? Just tweet a picture.
I see.
Yeah, to Corinne, and then we'll know what it means. Yeah.
Or not even to Corinne, just tweet it.
Yeah, we'll know what it means.
Just tweet a picture of your balls and we'll all know.
Yeah, then we'll all know. Yeah. If you tweet a picture of your balls.
And then we'll laugh, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's of age, right?
He is, okay. I think.
Don't get into, like, Mike Scoopin' zone or anything.
Oh,
like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. He's had some wine. He's making Scoopin' references.
Look, we're 2 hours into the podcast.
Inspiration, David Lee Roth from Van Halen, because he became one of the best frontmen in the world, and we share the same birthday.
I forgot who we're talking about. Who are we talking about?
Oh, Paul.
Paul.
Okay. Santa.
Obviously.
Santa. It's
the first Gen Xer, Nicole.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I feel like at this point in his career, David Lee Roth might need to go treasure hunting with you.
Yeah.
Because you guys could change the band name from Van Halen to Van Living.
Van Living.
Don't you feel like David Lee Roth has nothing left?
Oh, nothing. Yeah. What is David Lee Roth doing?
Nothing.
Actually, is he touring with Van Halen?
He's probably trying to get on Survivor.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't have
next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, within the next 2 seasons.
With Journey.
Three things he wants are propeller necklace, a thumb and pinky ring because his wife gave it to him, and a bracelet with his kid's name on it. Did he think they asked if you could have three things only available at a Hot Topic? What would they be? It was an odd amount of jewelry that he requested.
A lot of jewelry.
His reason for being on, he says his primary motivation is to win the $1 million. Secondary is to show my children that anything is possible at any age. I think you demonstrated that with your jewelry, career choice, and hairstyle, Peter Pan.
Yes, it's all possible, Paul.
Yeah. He says in his video that he is a singer in a rock band, and I swear to God right now, if that rock band is not called Paul Jam, I'm going to be so upset. It's a real missed opportunity. He says we do 74 songs in a 4-hour set with no breaks.
Check, please.
Yeah. After 4 hours, I'd like to put you in a car with no brakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A van?
Yeah. Or a van with no brakes. I'm getting a very Mel from Flight of the Conchords vibe, mm-hmm. You know, where they have one van that shows up. He explains that treasure hunts at beaches after spring breakers leave and picks up their watches.
Yeah.
So you're really living the high life on Michael Kors and G-Shock?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, spring breakers aren't exactly rolling up with Cartier and Rolex.
Yeah.
He pulled, and this was actually really disturbing, he pulled his kids out of school and homeschooled them. Let me guess. Now their advanced education allows them to know how to put a snorkel on. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking those kids are doing well. Do we have any tabs? Do we know how many?
We don't know. I don't think we have that information yet.
Did you also not watch anything other than the one video? Shouldn't you be doing all the other Gordon Holmesy stuff?
You know, there's a lot of stuff.
I feel like Australian Survivor has fucked you up.
Yeah, Australian Survivor is a lot. I kind of feel like with, and Josh Wiggler does great stuff too, but I feel like with those things, if there's something that's really off the charts, then people will tweet
He'll
it
know
to
about
me.
It. Oh, I see.
Like anything that I need to know, I feel like that people will put in front of me. Like, oh, Rob, you have to look at this.
That's nice. That's nice for you. Why don't you motherfuckers tweet that stuff at me before I do this bio? Because I don't want to look at stuff, but okay. If you tell me to look at something.
I think that basically anything that's important enough for us to know will rise above the noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't know Hannah was on UCB.
I didn't know that.
That's,
no.
I think, pretty. You heard it here first, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, it also doesn't really make sense as to why her bio wasn't
actually
funny.
I knew she did improv. I didn't know she worked.
No, she you can Google it. She writes for UCB and does improv at UCB.
That's like major.
That's her job.
Yeah.
Allegedly, her job is not barista, but CBS made her.
Okay. Well, I get that.
You know, they don't, I mean, I don't actually know why, because I think that is a more interesting job. And she's not stupid. It doesn't make sense that she went to where she went and then became a barista. Anyways, I digress.
Where did she go?
Yeah.
Wherever Max taught. Where did Max teach? Oh, he's
Northwestern, right?
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Max and I, like, I honestly, genuinely, somehow have managed to know nothing about his life.
Yeah, no, it's great. the podcast that you guys do is great because it's just two
people.
No, it's
people, just my life. No, it's one person talking and the other person listening.
It's two people sitting around just talking about how they're obsessed with Corinne's life.
That's right. Yeah. There's almost no Survivor.
That sounds like Corinne's dream.
Yeah. It is, actually.
Yeah.
I would do it if no one was listening.
I wish anybody was as interested in what I was doing as what Max is interested in your life.
It's true.
Like, oh my God. Hey, everybody. Corinne had a turkey sandwich for lunch today. Can't wait to talk about it on the podcast.
I'll fucking talk bowel movements. That's, and he's hanging on my every word.
Yeah.
Literally, I have a section called The Duty Chronicles.
Yes. Yes.
I think that that's the only kind of podcast partner I could have.
Yes.
You have to have no stories of your own.
Yes.
The spotlight is always on me. It's cold in the shade, my friend.
Yes.
So why isn't it just like the Corinne show?
I have to have someone to banter with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he does crazy amounts of production.
A lot of work.
I do nothing. Much like you, Nicole.
Yes.
We just show up.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Let us move on to Brett.
Okay.
Brett is a police sergeant. And his three words are gregarious, funny, / hilarious, and caring. Okay, did you think funny didn't capture it? You had to go with hilarious? Like, it wasn't enough? And also, you get three words. I think that question is very obvious there.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the guy from Heroes.
Greg Grunberg?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
Well, luckily, I can
he
bring
does
it up
look like
for
him.
You.
Oh. Yeah.
In his magic screen.
this magic computer that's attached to Google. Yeah. You never seen this guy before?
No.
Yeah.
I don't have cable.
Okay.
Oh my God, he looks just like that guy. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is a way more solid comparison. Mm-hmm. Whoa, can you do a side-by-side?
Can I get
that?
A ding here? Yeah. Because that's so worth
that.
It.
Holy
ding me?
Shit.
Yes.
That is incredible.
He just happens to be looking in the same direction.
That is
also.
Perfect.
You gotta put that on the website.
Yeah.
Please do.
Okay, I'll take a picture.
Heard
of
it
that.
Here first.
Okay.
I'm good for something.
His hobbies are going to the gym, golf, improv, and bicycling. Why do I feel like he's about as good at improv as Ryan Lochte?
Isn't that your hero? You love him?
Yes.
I love him, not because he's my hero. I wouldn't say he's my inspiration in life. I'd say I would like to bang him.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
But you took his side in all of the controversy.
Of course I did. I know him.
Yes.
My friend is his PR rep.
Yes.
I kind of had to.
Nicole has not taken his side.
I have not.
Oh, well, he's a fucking idiot.
He is an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how is he on Dancing with the Stars now?
Because we reward bad behavior.
We do.
Brett, I noticed, is spelled much like Scott Pollard with one T. Because he has to improv the second one. Ha ha. His peeves is bullies. And I said, you know what every bully in my high school grew up to become?
Improv?
Someone who gets paid to push people around, otherwise known as a cop.
Oh, so many cop jokes,
I hate
Corinne.
Cops. I've always hated cops.
Come on.
I don't like them.
You know, Rob's dad used to be a cop.
Yikes, this is awkward. You have a free pass at a Holocaust joke now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Put that in your pocket.
Yeah. You can use it when you need it. What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? Someone who had to go to school, not just online, ride the bus, and study hard to get good grades. Do millennials not have to ride a bus? Are they using flying cars? Is there an online kindergarten I didn't know about?
Mm-hmm.
What is he fucking talking about here?
The bus to school or public transportation?
It's probably public transportation.
I would think a school bus. Well, okay, why don't they have to ride? They're using Uber now? I don't understand this reference.
They're
this
entitled.
Seems like what my dad used to say. Like, we used to have to walk to school 25 miles.
Yeah, there's a lot of revisionist history from the Gen
Xers. A lot.
Yeah.
That's a very good way to explain it.
Yeah.
Claim to fame, receiving the Human Award for Bravery. That sounds way too similar to the Human Fund.
The Human Fund. The human.
It's right there. I'm sure other people have made that joke.
Yes, yes.
But I had to, because how could you not? My father, Donald LaBelle, it's his inspiration because he's funny, honest, and compassionate. But you see, he's funny but not hilarious.
There's a difference, Corinne.
There is, apparently.
Yes.
Three things. Sunglasses, because the sun is very bright. Toothbrush, because healthy teeth are the key to life. And toilet paper, which is self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
You have to argue that the first two were also self-explanatory. Thank you. Thank you. Why will you survive Survivor? He's extremely likable and can relate to a lot of different people. I will lead people without them knowing that I'm leading them. It is at this point that I have now decided he is just Michael Scott.
Yes.
There is a Michael Scott quote that applies very well here, and it is, would I rather be feared or loved? Both. I want to be afraid of how much they love me.
Yes.
And I felt like his bio really started to read like, now I can't think of him as anything other than terrible Michael Scott improv, right? So one of the things actually I noticed in the videos, which bothered the fuck out of me, but I guess it was unavoidable. They all are like slowly turning into a wet t-shirt contest because it's like, it's raining in every fucking video.
Yes.
But they start out being interviewed like behind a hut and then like they're the fucking behind the tree portion and then they're getting wet.
Right.
And then they're in a fucking puddle. But like they couldn't have just like shot this, like in his video at least, you can just see the raindrops hitting his shirt. Like it's gradually getting, I don't know. I found it irritating. I don't know why he made his own tank top. He juggles, which made me wonder, here's a good callback. Is he part of the Reading Jugglers Association like Debbie?
Yeah.
Right? That's what it was called, I think.
There's so many jugglers on Survivor. I feel like there were no jugglers on Survivor. And then Dan Foley is juggling and Debbie is juggling. This guy is juggling.
Maybe that's something they're going to do a challenge with at some point.
At some point, they'll have a Survivor season of all the jugglers.
If you think like you're going to be interesting to people because you juggle, guess how long it's interesting for? 45 seconds?
Not even. It's
max?
Negative 10.
Yeah.
So like pick something else to entertain people with.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He actually picks apart the surfing Santa, my boy Paul, and his appearance. However, he is dressed like a lesbian on her first day at air conditioning maintenance school. Is he not? That fucking self-made tank top was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in a cast bio. It is possible that the surfing Santa, Paul, gets his attention because he's trained to spot people holding.
Yeah.
I'm certain Paul traveled with drugs. I think that my prediction here is his ability to improv finding a fake idol is like, well, Michael Scott doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Poor Brett. Did you guys see Brett going far?
I think he's going to do well and be around for a while, but I think then he'll be out like around like final six or seven.
I feel like I was indifferent on him.
You forgot him, didn't you?
A little bit. But he reminded me of the guy from Heroes.
I mean, I've never seen
So you think
Heroes,
he can read people's thoughts also?
That is incredible. That's fucking Mary-Kate and Ashley I'm looking at. That is incredible, Nicole.
Brett LaBelle and Greg Grunberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, separated at birth, dude.
I have some talents.
Very good.
There are only a few, but they are specific.
They're very specific.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't sell her short, Corinne.
Mm-hmm. I am short. Can we take a pee break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
All right. All right. So, well,
I'm into that.
Everybody's going to stop?
No, we can keep going.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Okay. All right.
So I know. We're in a time crunch. Okay. Chris Hammonds.
Okay.
Where's what? Did you just ask for where the light is? This is your home.
Yeah.
Chris Hammonds is a trial lawyer from Oklahoma. Three words. Super competitive because I don't lose. Tenacious because I never give up and I'm a fighter. He answered that like a fucking lawyer. And tenacious, never give up, and I'm a fighter mean the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of synonyms in the three words to describe you.
I have to tell you, I really fucking hated this guy's bio.
You hated him?
Hated it.
Okay.
Hated the bio. I don't hate him. He's actually kind of hot. But
whoa.
I didn't like his bio. Yeah, he's got a nice body. Hobbies, working out to relieve stress, strategizing to be successful, and challenging myself to be the best. Those are goals, Chris, and this isn't a job interview.
Yeah.
Right? Hobbies. Fucking, you're going to cite... challenging myself to be your hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's very annoying.
Not a great hobby.
It's not. Pet peeves. He says he hates gum. He would do away with all gum on earth. You will be begging for gum after waking up on day 25 next to mouth breather Paul. I promise you. What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? You can do anything in America as long as you work hard and never give up.
Yeah.
And this is the second time he says never give up. And I am really irritated by the idea that it reminds me of Alicia from last season. I tried my best. I never gave up.
Yeah.
I feel like he might be on the wrong tribe here.
Can I ask you a question about the Gen Xers theme? Yeah. Like, if you were going to be on this season, what would you answer this question for? Corinne, what does it mean to you to be a Gen Xer?
I don't know how to use the internet very well.
Mm-hmm. That's I feel like you do.
No.
No?
I most certainly do not.
Yeah?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I barely can use a phone. I still have a library card.
Library card?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think me being a Gen Xer is anything more than... It's the generation before internet was a thing and the generation after. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this other nonsense.
Yeah.
I didn't get a trophy. And if I did, I went to the Broward County Fair and I got a ribbon because it was a participation ribbon.
Yes.
My mom asked if I wanted her hanging. I said, no, everybody got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's you could get a trophy for participation, but you know, everyone else got it. So what are you, stupid?
You don't want the same as everybody else. You want
better.
You can
give it to me, but I don't give a shit. It has no value.
You were the first millennial.
Perhaps I was.
Yes. Yes.
Perhaps. I have slept with many a millennial.
Whoa.
No, I do like them young, though.
Yes.
I do. Jay Byers. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay. Personal claim to fame. He says, I came from nothing. I came from a trailer with no running water, left behind by a drug trafficking father at 15.
Wow.
For years, my hometown of Oklahoma had a sign that said the home of Chris Hammonds. It sounds like it could have easily read the home visited by Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen, yes.
Yeah, he's right there. What is that fucking beeping?
Those are Nicole's monitor. Baby monitors, Corinne.
Okay. I thought you were going to, you had that look on your face, like, that is her diabetes monitor. Like,
No. I'm worried that Corinne is going to smash the baby monitors.
There's
like
a chance.
The,
it's
like
beeping the, a lot. Why is it beeping? Is
like
it dying?
The, like the guitar in Animal House, yeah.
She doesn't smash the baby.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, no. What if one of them are dying now? It's going to be on my watch.
That'll be awkward.
Very awkward. Well, you know, you'll have a struggle to put in your bio then.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If you could have three things, he says a medicine pouch given to me by an Indian chief. This was retired.
That's weird.
Doesn't match the rest of the bio.
At all. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I said he'd be better off with an Indian bingo card. The fucking Survivor he's most like. Boston Rob. He gave one of the most dominant performances ever. His fourth time playing.
Oh, Corinne throwing shade at Boston
Rob's
resume.
But it is ridiculous. Yeah, I would do a good job too if you gave me infinite chances.
Yeah.
Eventually you're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Well,
a squirrel finds a nut
eventually. Chances
is
more than, you know. I think there's a lot of survivors aren't going to win if you gave them four tries.
Well, this one would.
Okay.
So how about it?
Yeah. You would win in four tries? If you had two more tries, you would guarantee a win?
Yeah, I'm going to say I would.
Okay. All right. Lynn, there, make it happen.
Evidence. Yeah. I mean, what difference does it make? I'm not going to play. So I can really say anything here.
Yeah.
I've also seen dragons.
Yes. Wow.
While we're at it. His motivation for being on Survivor is to win. I love Survivor and have wanted to be on it for years. As far as I can tell, you were on it in that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
In the video, I felt like if you gave him a hat, he'd be Yosemite Sam.
Oh.
I thought he had a really nice body, which I think Zeke will dig.
Whoa.
And I think Zeke will dig what we're calling his spunk, if you will.
Is he a football player?
He is.
Okay.
He is, in fact. He says, men seem to gravitate towards me. I thought maybe that's because women aren't into gingers. And
Is that true?
They're usually not.
It's a small percentage.
Very, very, very small. Much smaller than men that are into women. I predict that he leads his tribe, which producers have to shake up enough times until he's voted out because he is rating suicide. He's too fucking boring.
Yeah.
As are most of the Gen Xers. Honestly, we all know what's going to happen here, right? The Gen Xers are going to lose a bunch of challenges, thank God, because they're terrible and they're going to vote a bunch of people out, and that's only going to help us. Yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
I have no knowledge. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It could go either way. It could be that because I feel like the Gen Xers are going to be organized, and I feel like that they could be... they could have their crap together and then we don't see a lot of them early. And I feel like the millennials could be more of the disaster tribe. And I feel like that could be really exciting to see.
Like them. A no collar, blue collar type thing.
Right. Where they just keep losing. And I could see it going either way.
No, No, I think production is going to have a hand. I mean, I'm telling you, the next person up has one page. I couldn't find anything on her.
Yeah.
And she's not the only one. The Gen Xers were very boring. And
we were with
you. We had a problem doing the Gen Xers also. Oh, yeah. Totally.
I felt really like upset. Like, why? What did you do here?
Yeah.
We felt the same way. It wasn't that funny.
Right.
Yeah. The millennial preview that we did, I think, came out a lot better than the Gen X preview. Yeah. I mean, like, it would have been better probably to split it up by, like, men and women to do the halfway, because it's like
there's, like, so little on this.
There's only a couple of really fun Gen Xers to talk about.
It felt like they
about.
Just went to the DMV and were like, were you born after? Okay,
it's, like, really
you,
dark,
you, and you.
Right? It's, yeah. like,
yeah.
dark.
Yeah, it is. It's very dark.
Yes.
Like, so, Chris is really dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
his background
struggles,
is dark.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But even that look
the struggle
that he's giving
is real.
Us right now, yeah. like, I'm scared of him.
Corinne, I noticed this when we talked about the Gen Xers, that the pictures that they use this season
are weird. Yeah, I like, said the same thing. Why are they in their bandanas? Usually you take the cast photo before the season starts.
It's almost like that the seasons are like, oh my God, we forgot to take pictures of the survivors.
I'll tell you why. You want to know why?
Why?
I know exactly why.
Why?
It didn't stop raining long enough for them to take the pictures, and they couldn't take the pictures of them soaking wet in the rain.
Oh.
That's what happened. Because they shouldn't ever have pictures. First of all, either everyone should have a buff or everyone should not have a buff. You can't have some people with a buff, some people without.
Like, Lucy, I don't think knew they were going to take the picture.
Oh, my three words for her are resting bitch face. Yeah, she looks terrible. That's the worst picture ever of her. And like, she's pretty.
It's really not a strong picture. I bet she had a nicer picture she could have gave them.
I think they
yeah, she's
they,
really, she's at home and she's pissed right now.
I think they took the pictures. I think, actually, go up.
Either What's, that or they really didn't like her.
Brett is the only one that had a regular cast photo. I think that it started raining and that the lens was wet and the pictures were wet and they all look like.
But he's not even looking at the camera.
No, these are shit cast photos. You guys got screwed.
I think Paul looks like he had like a regular photo.
Yeah.
Paul looks
he
like
He does.
It.
That looks like, because it maybe hadn't started raining yet.
Yeah.
He has a couple the same expression as Rachel next to him. Look at them.
Yeah, they same. Do.
Okay. Samesies.
Samesies.
Like Greg Grunberg and Brett LaBelle.
Yes. Same. Okay. Cece is the one that I found very, I said she answered every bio question like her captor was forcing her to.
Oh.
There were like three word answers. There was nothing I could do with her.
Okay.
When she says, what does it mean to be a Gen Xer? The foundation of my family is built on strong women. My great-grandparents, grandparents, and parents were married, but unfortunately, they didn't stay married. Sounds like a solid three generations of men leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her personal claim to fame, I don't even remember what it fucking was. It should have been catching the frog in that video.
Yeah, that was impressive.
That's all she did, the whole video.
Yeah.
Reason
you
can
drive
being
to her
on?
House. It's very close to here.
Is it really?
Granada Hills, yeah.
Hmm. Just what I need to do before my 4:40 a.m. call time tomorrow.
Right. Do a drive-by of Cece's
I'm like, what's up,
house?
Cece? Your bio fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Reason for being on, a better life for my family. I'm tired of struggling and living check to check or waiting for payday to buy groceries. I'm tired of living off my credit card. She's an insurance adjuster. They live paycheck to paycheck. Like, what happened here?
I don't know. Maybe she should be eating more PB&J and talking on a flip phone.
There you go.
Michaela.
Nice accord.
Like Michaela.
why do you think you'll survive? My mind is set to never give up and keep striving for what I want. So this will be the ultimate goal in my life. Your ultimate goal, sweetheart, should be money management.
Okay.
You have not done a good job with that.
All right. Paging Dave Ramsey.
Who's Dave Ramsey?
Money management.
Went over my head. Video. When she talks about her job in auto insurance, and this was very interesting, and if somebody could isolate this, it'd be great. She says, my specialty is in injuries, and then gives a massive grin that is so sinister, she might as well be Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
It is crazy. Somebody look this up, because it is the only fascinating thing she has done so far.
Mm-hmm.
Her B-roll, we know, and is
catches the frog,
which I think is some sort of symbolism for a husband, because clearly she's a divorced woman, child of several
kiss
generations.
A lot of frogs.
She's looking for her prince.
Yeah.
Yes. She said, I've been told by my ex that I have multiple personalities and they are all that of a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Hey, the last person you said that about was Cass, and she had an interesting personality.
She had the personality of a casserole.
she was very interesting.
And she came back a second time.
I like her as much as I like Sleckman. Actually, I really don't like her.
Yeah, that we know.
Right.
I really don't know what Kathy did that really, other than commented.
She's an idiot, and I realized like what an idiot she was throughout these comments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went after her because she's low hanging fruit.
Yeah, it was low hanging fruit. Yeah.
Double up on your meds, Kath.
Oh, come on.
This is one of my favorites that we're about to get to.
Yes.
David Wright.
David Wright, yes. So,
yes, yes.
And ironically, he's a writer.
Yes.
And he's 42. And allegedly, I'm going to say this because I use it in the bio, I heard he writes for Family Guy.
Yes. Yes. He has, written for Family Guy.
So that makes total sense because he looks like he was the visual inspiration for Stewie Griffin.
Yes.
Thank you. It was right there.
Yes.
Yep. The three words to describe him, he says OCD, nervous, and paranoid. Remind me to never get high with this guy. Hobbies.
No, I bet that would be really fun.
Not for him.
Not for him. Everybody else.
No, everybody else. His hobbies include 3D printing puzzles, mm-hmm. something I can only imagine doing while high.
Mm-hmm.
His peeves, sudden loud noises. You are so fucking lucky you're not stranded with Mike Holloway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also says people who incorrectly use the word nonplussed. I was going to Google nonplussed, but I decided I know enough synonyms for virgin.
Oh.
Yeah. He seems like a virgin to me now.
He has sex with his money.
You think he has a lot of money? I don't
He's a writer.
So. Hey. You know how many writers are on Family Guy? Like 200.
Yeah, but you still get paid more than the average person, no?
Yeah.
No?
Depends. I've been to Seth MacFarlane's house. He makes a lot of money.
Well, that's
He makes a lot of money.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
His claim to fame is playing chess against Magnus Carlsen, the number
Whoa.
One. Yeah. You get to write Peter Griffin and your greatest claim to fame is a fucking chess player?
Mm-hmm.
That was strange to me.
Yeah.
If you could have three things, he says, beads, strings, and polished stones to make fake immunity idols for other people to find. You also just described the only things you need to make anal beads. The contestant he's most like, he says, he relates to Cochran. Also to Joe Anglin.
Cochran's the new Parvati. Everybody wants to go out there and be Cochran.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I said Joe would probably also ask for beads, string, and stones because he makes jewelry. Or... maybe Wiggles
Don't
is into
it.
The anal
Don't
beads.
Do it.
I knew I was going there. God, you guys know me too well. Damn it. Reason for being on, he says he wants to use it as a tool to battle his insecurities and overcome fears. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to tell him that all the show is going to do is magnify all of that?
Yeah.
I give him 2 weeks of reading Survivor Sucks before he's in a straitjacket rocking back and forth on a mattress in isolation.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for him. If you have insecurities at all, and I really didn't. I actually had way more self-esteem than I did the show, and I lost a lot of it.
You lost it.
I swear to you.
I can see that happening.
I think for some people, I feel like that going on the show is a positive experience. I feel like somebody like Aubrey last season, I feel like, was kind of like sheltered.
Talk to me. Okay.
And then I think that at least from when I saw her back in May, then she seemed like, oh wow, she seems like a very confident person. Everybody's like, oh, wow, this person... We would have voted for her if we would have known and stuff like that.
Do you know how you ruin it?
How?
By going back again. Yeah, ask Shireen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, that story arc doesn't work twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. Good luck. I mean, in real life, I love Aubrey. And I have no idea how she does. I don't. But I am very concerned for anybody that goes back that already had that story arc. You don't get it the second time.
Okay.
I think. What do you think?
Cochran. What about Cochran?
He wasn't liked the first time.
Yeah.
Or now.
I do feel like...
Well, not according to the bios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like the story arc of him coming out of the first time was like, hey, Cochran, so I heard you like met a woman and stuff like that. Like, I think it was like, I've actually left my house now. So I think he did... that maybe he's a success story.
We'll go
I won't convince you, Corinne.
Nope.
No.
Why will you survive? He says, because my small size and lack of physical stature, people won't perceive me as a threat. And I said that might also explain why the four words you hear most often are, is it in yet?
Oh, Corinne.
I love that.
I bet you don't.
I don't.
No.
All right. He says in his video, growing up, my entire world was just the alleyway between my house and my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I found him, first of all, when I saw his photo, I thought he looked way younger than 42, and I couldn't decide why that was. And I settled on the idea that he is like JC Dugard, except she got laid. So I think that he was inside for most of his life. You know when J.C. Dugard came out of Tent City? You were like, whoa, she didn't age at all?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a J.C. Dugard thing happening.
Okay. So he has not been out in the sun.
Or just out.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Out of the basement.
That's right.
That's what I'm going for.
It would. You don't age either, actually.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't age.
That's irritating. You should definitely throw him in a fucking salon, a tanning salon.
I'm going to throw him in a room with two children and
oh, there you go.
That'll age him.
That's right. He says, I've been optimistic and I've always stood up for myself. Yes, because chess is a notoriously violent game.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Look, you get pushed around if you don't stand up for yourself.
When he frolics in the video, it looks like they just took his scoliosis brace off.
Yeah.
It is a very odd B-roll. And I put a picture up on Twitter of him and Wooly Willy, who I wanted to make the joke here, but yeah. I thought if they didn't, if you didn't see the picture first, you wouldn't get it, but he looks just like Wooly Willy.
See, I call that guy Doodle Dan, I feel like is the name of the guy.
Is that his name? He was Wooly Willy when I was a kid.
I don't know. What, let's see. Let's see. I thought it was Doodle Dan. It's like a magnet shavings thing.
Yeah, and so you put hair on the bald guy, which is what's going to happen throughout the season.
So
I think he goes a while.
Yeah, so what do you say? You say this guy that was called...
Wooly Willy. W-O-O-L-E-Y Willy.
Let's see. I don't know, you know, Corinne's right. You Googled
excuse
it.
Me,
you
excuse Googled me. It. I believe you owe me a bell.
Oh, sorry
thank
about
you,
that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Nicole, what do you think? Wooly Willy?
I think he's better looking.
I have the side-by-side. The side-by-side, they look exactly the same face.
I don't think I had this.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You were deprived. Did you know, Chris? Did you live in a trailer?
Don't even open that can of worms.
Don't do it, Corinne. Don't ask her.
Oh, Lord.
Don't ask her. So do you like David Wright?
I do.
Yeah, I think he's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
I think, I hope he lasts, dude. Yeah. I really hope he does. I think he's going to... I mean, how could he not be funny?
He'll be funny. He'll
and
be
maybe
funny.
Maybe him and Hannah will get along.
Yeah, the question is going to be, will he last? Will he be able to do enough in the challenges, work hard enough?
Well, he's going to do jack shit in the challenges, but so did Cochran. So.
Yeah, but if he could be the guy who does the puzzle at the end, then, he has value and stuff like that.
I don't know. He seems like the guy that's going to shit the bed during a puzzle.
Yeah,
unless
we'll see.
There's that Willy whatever thing.
Right, unless it's that. That's right.
I think he'll be good.
Move on to Jessica Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
Three
Gen
words.
X Jessica.
Yeah. I found her bio really irritating. I had to go through this bio with several people because I was like, I can't get the jokes here. Like, I couldn't. I was having trouble with her bio.
Did your gay best friend help and do
a
pass? Oh, no.
Actually, I did ask him for hers. But here's the thing. My best friend was out of town the last 2 weeks. He's in Toronto at the film festival. Now, I could not. I normally always, my tradition is to go through it with him. What I don't need somebody else's jokes. In fact, when he gives me jokes, oftentimes he's very funny, but they aren't things I would say.
It's not your voice.
No. And so what I really just need is a sounding board. I need to workshop the material before I present it.
Mm-hmm.
So I used my brother, actually, and my brother was great. But I did ask for his help on this bio in particular. It's funny you asked that.
Okay.
This was the bio. He actually emailed me because I didn't talk to him on the phone. He emailed me his commentary.
Yes.
Three words to describe you. She says unique, unconventional, and intriguing. Are you a Calvin Klein fragrance?
Yeah.
It's a very odd three words. Peeves, blaming others for their own misery. I'm blaming you right now. What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? My parents were farmers. They worked harder than anyone I have ever known. There were no vacations, no days off or breaks. No matter the weather, their health, or lack of money, they never gave up. They never stopped.
Never stopped.
While that's admirable in any other job, I don't know why the fuck your crops would have been like, hey, no problem. Take a 2 week vacation. We'll take care of ourselves. Like, that's what farming is, right?
Yeah, you got to take care of the crops.
There's no, that's just, you signed up for that, mm-hmm. right? Within a 6 year of time, this is her claim to fame. Within a 6 year time span, I was married, graduated undergrad, started law school, had my first child, passed the bar, was hired as a prosecutor, and had my second child.
Busy.
Sweetheart, a life with poor family planning is hardly something to brag about. She
got it all done.
Yeah, but why? Why don't you just, why don't you have the kids after you're done at law school? Or why don't you do that after you pass the bar? I don't understand why we're bragging about
accidents
that.
Accidents happen.
She had a lot of accidents then, it would appear. She's like, our other claim is that she was in a trial where the jury gave her a round of applause, which is exactly what I'll do when you're voted out.
Oh, come on.
It was easy. Her inspiration in life was her dad. He was born to a farmhand and his upbringing was extremely difficult. She just made it sound like he was birthed because they needed more farmhands.
Yeah, they needed more people. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You got to do what you got to do.
You need more interns here.
We need more interns.
Oh,
we need
shut
more
your
people
mouth.
Working.
We are not having more kids.
Working on the staff.
You better get them. I mean, Dominic's definitely ready for the microphone.
Well, I'm ready to give him Survivor Australia.
He wants the microphone.
You would love to.
Yeah.
The three things she asked for: lip balm, champagne, and salt and vinegar chips, which she is lumping into one item because they always go together.
Champagne, salt and vinegar chips.
Mm-hmm. Champagne goes with private jets or strawberries, unless you're purchasing said champagne in the 7-Eleven next to those fucking chips. I thought that was disgusting.
Yeah, you don't like those chips?
No, the chips are fine. Your champagne does not go with salt and vinegar
chips.
You do that
separately.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Reason for being on. This is the meanest comment I say in the entire bio, so I suspect this might get thrown out. I'm say it anyway. She says, my life is like that set of stairs in the movie Labyrinth. The directions don't make sense, nor does the order. But I always manage to find my way and get where I want to go. For me, those stairs never stop. Do you know what I'm going to say? I feel like you might.
No, I've never seen The Labyrinth.
Doesn't matter. Because at this point in your bio, I wish someone would have pushed your mother down those stairs during pregnancy. Mm. Is that going to make it or is that going to get cut?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Okay. Video. I'm going to call this ahead of time because we had this debate for a long time on my podcast. Mm. Much like the Anna debate, I'm calling fake tits now. Those are fake.
Wow, that's a hot take, Corinne.
I didn't even think of her boobs.
Well, I don't know why.
Gen X Jessica. And wow.
Now everyone really... listening has now gone to video. Every straight
Let's
male
all
listener.
Take a pause.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
She has three sisters and they were all part of the 4-H milk dippers. We all showed cows. I was getting
I thought
very...
this was going to be another boob joke. Corinne.
No.
Yeah.
It's I'm going 30 Rock. She reminds me of Kenneth Parcell.
Oh.
Right?
Kenneth the intern.
Yeah. And between all her wonderful accomplishments in those 6 years, how did she find time to get a full body tattoo?
Yeah. A lot and of
she,
ink.
By the way, I want to point out that also in this season, she's the only one with a shitty tattoo.
Oh.
Usually we're covered in these.
That's impressive for a Survivor season.
CBS has made a huge departure, I feel.
Is that more of a Gen X thing than a millennial thing?
Neither of them have bad tattoos.
I'm trying to think of that. In the past,
fake boobs.
I'm looking at the video right now.
You missed that.
I'm trying to think of fake. in the past of the people that I'm can think of that have bad tattoos. I feel like they're more Gen Xers than millennials.
I bet Paul has some bad ones, but I didn't see them.
Hmm. Yeah, it's possible.
She says she specializes in crimes against the elderly, which is what the millennial tribe will be accused of a few challenges in.
Yeah.
And her video sounds like the intro to Law and Order. I don't know if you guys listened to it, but she really...
It's like... Poo, poo, poo.
Well, she's like...
the sound
In
effect?
The criminal justice system. I work as a district attorney. I mean, it was very... These are my stories.
Yeah.
And I said, is there such a thing as a blah job? Because I think she just gave me one.
A blah job?
I'm coining the phrase blah job.
Boy, I haven't had a... Yeah.
All right.
Other than this handstand, she has no B-roll.
Yeah.
That's how boring she is.
Okay. Yeah, not a lot.
This guy gets it pretty deep, so let's do him.
Whoa, who are you talking about?
He is Ken McNichol.
Ken.
Oh, let's do this.
Ken the Heathen. Nicole's into it.
Yeah.
Am I really?
Seems like it. I don't know.
Was I? I don't think so.
I don't think okay. you were.
No, all I don't right. think I was.
I think you saw exactly what I saw.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I'm going to say all the things you wish you said. Just wait.
All right, yes. Talk to me about Ken, who was living a life of sin, who gave it all up for his daughter.
That's right. We'll start with his peeves. Well, first of all, he's a model in Denver, and I can guarantee you there's no work in Denver. his peeves are superficial connections and communication, otherwise known as the only two requirements for being a model, other than being really, really good looking.
Ridiculously good looking.
Yes. What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? It's a generation of hard workers who were on the cusp of some incredible social, political, and technological shifts, said the male model. Right, right. What shift were you on the cusp of?
Yeah.
His claim to fame, the development of my nonprofit, Humane Kind. I assume that's because the school for kids who can't read good was already built.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I am embarrassed to admit that I Googled Humane Kind. Did you?
No, I did not.
We
Should
didn't.
I?
Is well, they it? Take on, one of the things they do is Hug of War, which is a tug of war between law enforcement and civilians. No prize, but you just get to laugh and play tug of war with police officers. Who the fuck is signing up for that? Who? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Attention to anyone giving money to this.
Yeah.
This is idiotic.
It's kind of hard to see the menu. It's very it's like white text on a very light background.
Yeah. And that guy is scary.
Well, he needs a millennial to build his fucking website for him.
Mm.
He says if you could have three things, he wants a good book because he loves inspiring literature. I did not realize Highlights Magazine could be inspiring.
Oh. That is a Gen Xer thing.
Yeah. Hard to find all those missing
items.
Go to a fucking
dental, go to a pediatric office, yes. Right?
They're all circled.
The reason for being on Survivor? To win, to show my daughter my strengths and what it looks like to fight for something. I'm sure she's seen your custody battle.
Oh, come on.
If you don't like that, you're not going to like the rest of this.
There's more?
There's more.
So we're at the last thing.
We're on video.
Okay.
He says, I've never been able to sit in one place for too long. It was difficult as a kid to sit in my seat. Let's not brag about that too much because that is what most people refer to as undiagnosed ADD.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like the hedonism line, he's going to tear it up on the jury trip.
Yes.
Tear it the fuck up.
Ponderosa, they call it.
He explains that he lived off the land in Hawaii with solar panels and composting until he miraculously found out he had a 4.5-year-old daughter. Let me tell you how this really went down. He knocked someone up, then went off the grid, and it took her 4.5 years to find him.
Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Gotta be it, right?
Yes.
My prediction, you get voted out early and America will forget you exist like your daughter did for the first 5 years.
Oh, I don't think she forgot.
She didn't know.
You can't forget what you don't know. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
But that was rather boring, no?
I think he's an idiot. I think he was...
I was expecting more from him.
Mm. Not feeling it for Ken. McNichol.
I mean, he lived off composting and like that bullshit.
That's disgusting.
Which is, literally. He went really far as a deadbeat dad. He went real far to not pay.
Yeah. Gotta get off that grid.
Here's the only other one pager. And I was pissed about it.
Good practice for Survivor, getting off the grid.
Well, except that you're really on the grid after you do Survivor.
Yes. But then you're back on the grid.
Yeah. I've launched a campaign. I hired Jason as my private investigator to find the guy I lost my virginity to because he's off the grid. He did find him, by the way. But I was pissed he didn't try and find me because I'm so on the grid.
Why do you need him?
Because I got problems and I think he's the fucking source of it.
That's another podcast. We'll save that for later. Yeah,
like emotional problems?
No, I think, you know... I don't know. He was the guy I lost my virginity to, and I have yet to find a dude to marry. So obviously he's at fault, and I want to take him to task. Also, he's very good looking. And
okay.
I've seen recent pictures due to Jason's excellent surveillance.
Did he want to be found?
No, God
okay.
no.
Okay.
In fact, years ago, I had a friend of mine call his mom and ask if we could get his information, and she's like, "I'll give him your information. He'll call you if he wants to talk to you."
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I digress. So I know about off the grid. And when you do Survivor, you're more on the grid than you ever have been before.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Anyone
can find you at any time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Lucy because she sucked and she has one page. Half of one page.
Half of one page for Lucy.
She's the one with resting bitch face.
I can relate to that.
Worst cast photo of all time.
Yeah, it's really like, it's almost like she pissed off Monty right before. Yeah.
She does look, but she looks so nice in her video.
Yeah, it's just, it's absurd that this is the photo they used for her.
Unless this is how she is.
I don't know.
It is nothing short of absurd.
It's like, you think that she would like really like send it, like a complaint. It's the worst
like,
picture
what did she
ever.
Do to them that they picked this photo?
I hated my first cast photo, but this puts that to shame.
It's the all-time worst
ever?
Photo.
It is definitely the worst photo.
And it's not like, oh my God, like this person, like this is
makes
just,
you not like her.
I know.
They've taken a terrible photo of this nice woman.
But you don't know, is she really that nice?
I don't know, but Rob's level of a...
I know, he takes it to heart.
It's crazy that they ever picked this photo for her.
Well, you know, at least you're helping her to defend
us.
Yes. Okay, her hobbies. She says, watching food shows to find new restaurants. Literally 1,000 more ways to find a new restaurant. Apparently, she does not know how to use Yelp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one-star review is out there.
I hope she doesn't buy dildos because she's not getting accurate reviews.
I bet that's the face she's going to make.
Wow. Callback of all callbacks. Good job. What does it mean to be a Gen Xer? My parents both worked, so my siblings and I had a lot more responsibilities. We were expected to fend for ourselves. We were extremely obedient because we knew our parents worked very hard and we did not want to disappoint them. Yada, yada, you were Asian. That was the whole thing there. I thought that the fact that she had four children and looks like that is angering to mothers across America.
I can understand that. I have two children and I look like that often.
No, I'm saying you do also have a very nice body, but she's a fucking straight up bodybuilder.
Oh, I'm talking about the face.
No.
Yeah, Nicole often makes this face.
Body. She's an actual bodybuilder.
Yeah.
That's insane. Four children?
That is very inspirational to me.
Okay. Look, she did it.
Yeah.
Well, she also did a lot of booty popping in her video, if you didn't.
I booty pop all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yes. Right when I put those kids to bed, I booty pop.
During nighttime story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lights go down. Booty popping. Shall we do Sunday?
Sunday. Bloody Sunday? Sunday.
Yes.
Yes.
Sunday Burquest. Why are you wearing your Sunday Burquest? She is wearing so much fucking jewelry in this photo. She looks like a gypsy.
Yeah.
And I feel like when your parents name you Sunday, it goes two ways. You're a pastor or a stripper. That's it. Mm-hmm. Hobbies. Repurposing and painting furniture, interior design, and thrift shopping. Sunday is a day of rest, which is convenient because you are putting me to fucking sleep.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, again, tell Sunday to stop listening, Corinne.
Oh, stop listening, Sunday.
Please listen to Corinne. Please,
Sunday, you shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
Please listen to Corinne.
This isn't going to be good for your self-esteem.
Yes.
Her peeves, arrogant people and those who think they're God's gift to the human race. But Sunday, are we not all God's gift?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Right? We are, yeah.
Besides my four amazing kids, she says her claim to fame is being a breast cancer survivor. And seriously, did they fucking cast this in Chernobyl? Why has everyone got a cancer connection here? Have you noticed that? There's a lot.
It's a lot of people. Look, it affects everybody.
Yeah. Well, after five surgeries and eight rounds of chemo, 28 days of radiation, blah, 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 blah. She wants her kids to see her as a warrior. And I just felt like, how many stickers are on the back of your Ford minivan?
I'm really surprised that somebody who has had that many health
issues is
on Survivor.
Is on Survivor, yeah.
Is on Survivor. Like, I feel like, you know, when we talk about, like, other, like, people that have other cancer survivors, like Ethan going back, like, I feel like, he shouldn't go back.
He had a stem cell transplant, though. That's, like, another level.
Yeah, I know nothing about the medical, I know nothing about anything besides, like.
I think that what she had is quite excessive. I mean, it's a lot, and she's definitely lucky to be alive.
Survivor really can mess you up. There's lots of people that are perfectly healthy that come back from Survivor. They're totally messed up. Oh. Like, you think that if you had serious health issues, you wouldn't go out there. And I feel like that, especially in these times when they're super concerned about, oh, this person didn't pass physicals. But I guess that they do so many tests that if they say you're good, I guess you're good.
I mean, they let Brandon Hansen.
Yeah, so. Well, that's mental. That's mental stuff. I'm talking about from the physical.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
She says, because of my faith, I was able to kick cancer's butt. And I think that, yeah, because it certainly wasn't the aforementioned surgeries and rounds of chemo.
Mm-hmm.
I like these people that are really heavy into the faith, but like completely, you know.
You feel like if somebody.
Give the credit where credit's due. The medicine, the doctor, shit was really good. Mm-hmm. They did the right treatment for you.
Yeah.
Let's give some credit there. She, let's see, she's most like.
Who?
I don't know. It was really
Lisa
boring.
Lisa Welchel.
Yeah, I don't even want to read it.
Okay. She bored you. That's a good move for
she's
people.
She's human ambient.
Yeah. I feel like you said the same thing, Lisa Lisa. That, did you?
Well, she reminds me of Lisa Welchel. Yeah. Yeah. I could see it.
Say that was his inspiration.
Yeah, that's my inspiration in my acting career to be like Blair. Yes.
Blair.
Yes.
Her video. If my choice was between hearing a budding serial killer skin live cats or her voice, bring on the kittens.
Yeah, I think, well, she's done a good enough job in that she has talked about things and like the way that she's described things that she's almost made you be like bored with talking about her.
No,
so
but her
she's
voice.
Getting it easy.
Did you see the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous? She has that stupid Minnesota accent where she's like, ooh, do you go to the pork farm too? I'm not doing a good job.
Wow, Corinda's impressions.
I really sucked into that impression. But if you Google Drop Dead Gorgeous, she could star in it easily.
Okay.
And I wish her mother would have named her Monday because much like Garfield, I hate Monday.
Yeah. You love lasagna though.
I do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Let's get to Rachel.
Okay. All right. Buckle up.
Yeah, seriously. Put your seatbelt on for this one.
Time for Rachel. Rachel Echo. How are we pronouncing this? Echo? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Rachel, please stop listening.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she can. I don't think she's going to listen.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not a podcast fan, Rachel.
I'm not thinking she is. Unless it's on Playboy TV.
Yes, that's one of the places that she has been employed.
That is. I learned that halfway through the bio and then rewrote the rest of the bio.
Yeah.
Her three words, it doesn't matter what she said, I said they should be morning after pill. It's a hoary thing. hobbies, dancing, traveling, and high ropes or high adventure activities. What the fuck is high ropes? You just made it sound like you're frequently walking from one high-rise building to another on a rope. Do you also have suction cups and a message for Trump?
Yeah. Wow. Really dating the podcast for time and a place.
The Gen Xers, she says, are hard workers. However, I value what every generation brings to the table. I am concerned you are not so much bringing something to the table as you are dancing on it.
Oh.
Personal claim to fame, sharing my raw story of the tragedies I've been through in a book in order to help others, although I was scared to YouTube because I was vulnerable. I'm betting you were also scared because you're illiterate.
Hey, she's one of a New York Times bestselling author.
That's not true.
Well, she's,
Max bought the book. It's $4 on Amazon.
Yeah, I did look up the book. The book does not seem to be highly reviewed on Amazon.
Nope, it does not.
But it's her and a bunch of other people,
bought
right?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $4.
Okay.
Look, now I'm doing a fucking book advertisement for her.
Yes.
Inspiration in life. She says, growing up as a child, it was Harriet Tubman because she was courageous, bold, and risked her life to save others. You know where she wouldn't have risked her life? On fucking high ropes.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Playboy TV.
Or that.
I don't know if she risked her life there. Yeah.
If you could have three things, she says SPF, tampons, and lip balm, so I'm camera ready. I'm not sure what her previous camera experience was, but why do you need tampons and SPF to make you camera ready?
Or even lip balm. That's like the last thing that I would want, right? There's a bunch of other things before lip balm, no?
I'm envisioning her doing stuff on camera that requires her using her lips and she can't have lipstick on them.
I'm sorry, my head doesn't go there.
And why doesn't she think she's going to have tampons, you guys? What does she plan on doing?
Yeah, we talked about that.
What, pray tell? Is she going to wad up a sock and shove it up her uterus? Like, what is she going to do? What was her end game here? This was the most interesting thing maybe in all of the bios of all time I've ever done.
All right.
Are you not panicked, Rachel, if you have no tampons?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You was she going to stick a leaf there? Like, what was she going to do?
Thank you. Where was your planning here? So she says, the surviving contestant she's most like, she says, myself. I'm bold, sexy, fun, confident, and real. Like a tampon commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. Why do you think?
She can go in the water.
Yes, she can.
Yes.
Why do you think you'll survive? She says, I have the ability to think so many steps ahead, but not enough to figure out how you're going to deal with your period on national TV.
Yeah.
This perplexed me. In her video, she says she's a recruiting director and a book author. Do you mean a writer, Rachel?
Yes, a book author.
We call them writers. And do you know what you're not? A natural blonde. She says, I have this goal that you should try and do something that you're afraid of every single day. I'm going to do this one more time. If you're trying to do something that scares you, try reading.
She's a writer.
I don't think she is.
Yes.
I think sexiness comes from within. It's in here like a little tiger and you have to pull it out.
Like,
something tells me you are quite familiar with a pullout.
Oh.
What were you going to say? For the love of God, what were you going to say to pull out?
I don't think it was that.
I was going to go back to the feminine product.
Oh, like a tampon.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. Mine was better, but that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Somehow mine was less dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, physically.
Depends on the day of period.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. By the way, the book, $4.97 on Amazon.
Oh,
Rise,
I'm sorry.
True Stories of Triumph in the Face of Adversity. And 21 customer reviews.
Give me some of them.
Yeah, 0 one-star reviews, unlike the aforementioned Yelp review.
Mm.
So lots of 5-star reviews.
Well, what are they saying?
I like how underneath her picture, there's a picture of a Duracell battery that says last longer.
You definitely, can I take a photo of that?
Yes.
That's good. Good catch.
Yes. Good product placement by CBS.
So this is my last comment. She says, I was a Playboy model on Playboy TV. I think I'll be fine in a bikini. Is that a little too much clothes? Maybe. Great news. You can wear your usual dress code of body paint and spermicide over at Ponderosa.
Yeah.
The Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. And yeah. Gentlemen. That was the last one?
That was the last one.
Wow. We really
went
through
fast.
Those Gen Xers.
I tried to cut out all of the, you know, garbage in the middle.
Fluff.
Yeah.
The fluff.
I gave you the good stuff.
Okay.
What's our time? We always do this.
All right. Well.
Usually you threaten me halfway through. You're like, it's already been 2 hours.
No. Look, this is your night. This is all about.
It's almost three.
Yeah. This is all about you. So, yeah. This is like.
This is my night.
We're ready for.
Give me just one night.
I don't know. We're probably around like 2:40.
Sweet.
45, something like that.
All right.
So.
All gold. Comedy gold.
Comedy gold. You nailed it. Corinne. So many choices for hashtag.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this part.
Yes. All right.
Give me the options.
All right. Of course, you have a sicky, sicky nar nar.
Oh, it's too long.
No, right. I don't like that one.
Hannimal.
I kind of love Hannimal.
Pretty good.
Sleckman style.
That's good.
That's pretty good, but I don't want to give her enough credit to have a hashtag named
after
her.
Okay, cross it out.
J for pay.
Okay. J for pay wins.
All right.
J for pay!
Yeah, J for
pay. Oh, my God. I love it so much. So proud of myself.
Jay for pay. All right. Of course, if you want to follow Corinne on Twitter or complain about this podcast, Corinne is on Twitter @CorinneSanity.
Yes. And I have a request for you.
Yes, what's that?
Max wants me to ask if you will come on our show. Not Ooh. Physically.
Yes.
But we would like you to, I don't know, do like a 10-minute phone interview.
A phone interview?
I don't know. I asked Michael, what's the topic going to be, though? Because it wouldn't be, we wouldn't make you do anything on Survivor.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm going to ask him about his marriage. And I'm like, well, that's retarded.
No, no.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. Look, I'm fine to go on.
We'll find something that you.
Yeah. I just like my concern is that it's going to be like some sort of like a.
No, no, no.
Like an ambush.
No, 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 no. I would never do that.
He gets so paranoid.
Yes.
You should be paranoid because of Max, but not because of me.
Yeah. I don't want to get like Ally Lashered or anything. Like,
poor Allie.
Yeah. Like set up like.
Never, never.
Like,
in fact, if you want to maybe do, I don't know. We just, you know, we want it to be family style.
Family style.
My biggest thing
like
is...
Like big portions?
No. My biggest thing is that like my favorite podcaster is Joe Rogan, and he has, like he had Tom Segura on and then I started listening to Tom Segura. And I love that like he promotes his friends and his other comedians, and I like the idea of like, I often talk about RHAP because I love it.
Podcasting and circle
you,
of life.
Yeah. You got me started, and so I would like to showcase you. It would be more of a benefit.
5 years ago, we talked to you.
You found me.
And now.
I was a nobody.
Here you are. Here you are. And now podcasting about Survivor.
Ish. I mean, really not, though. Like, please don't listen to my podcast if you want to learn about Survivor.
Yes.
Because I barely do that.
Yes. You're talking about duty, about.
We have we do all different kinds of coming out stories for gays. We're really into the gay demographic.
Yes, yes.
But mostly we talk about my shitty dating life and my poor life decisions.
Yes.
And I think those are really interesting.
Well, I think that you are extremely talented. You're great
Very
at this.
Very funny.
Thanks.
You do so much work for this. I'm impressed how much work you do to prepare for this stuff. So it's great. You are a true professional, Corinne.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. So, of course, follow Corinne on Twitter, @CorinneSanity.
Or Instagram, same thing.
Oh, Instagram as well.
I don't really... Do people care about Instagram? I don't know.
I think so.
I have Snapchat, but I'm too stupid to have figured out I should have made it @CorinneSanity. So it's @Corinne, K-A-P, like the first three letters of my last
name. How's the Snapchatting?
Not going well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I Snapchat boring shit like when I'm hiking, and then I forget to snap when I'm like at a party with LeBron James. Like, I don't ever pull that out when I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So the snaps are so
boring.
Well,
you know what? That's a good thing for you then, because you're too busy having a good time.
I'm actually really thinking of deleting Snap. I don't really get the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very high pressure to me.
It's high pressure. I don't do it as much as I used to. Like if something.
Rob is a good snapper. When he does snap, he's very good.
You know what? When I have like free time, I'm like, oh, I should do like a like.
But
he's
really good at setting up a snap.
Doing like a storyline on it. But a lot of times, like I just have too
much work
to do. It's
so much fucking work, and you don't get to save it. Like for me, like Instagram, I go back all the time and look. I look at my own Instagram more than I look at anyone else's.
And I'm really bad at going through and like responding to like if somebody sends me a message and doing whatever, like, okay, then I have to write something back. Because then you delete it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's terrible.
Because with my email, like, I probably won't respond to my email for, like, 2 days, then I'll answer them all at once, and then it's like, if I watch the video, and then I won't remember the next day what somebody sent me, I'm like, forget it.
Fuck you, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Hoping that phases itself out like Periscope did. No one does Periscope, do they?
I think it's a little Periscope.
A little bit.
Russell Hant's Periscopes.
So you know it's big.
Actually, he hasn't done it in a while.
Periscope.
Talk about Michaela. Okay. All right.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much. I love doing this.
Thank you for coming. I know how much work you spend weeks getting ready for this.
I really do.
I know you have a flight early in the morning, and then you came in to just, you were so sweet. You brought wine.
And
you
cake.
Brought Nicole
a
cookie cake.
I'm so excited.
I did. Oh. And let's not forget to mention that I'm going to somehow sell this fucking binder.
Oh, you're going to sell the binder?
Let's talk about
that. I would like to pull.
It's a new idea.
Yeah. I was thinking that I could sell the original binder and a call with me. It did.
And your underwear.
Obviously. And
please don't.
And the discharge
podcast,
of my underwear.
Please don't.
Podcast worn underwear.
But I would also be open to the idea of like just like having it spiral bound and making as many copies as people want and signing them. Like if you wanted this as memorabilia, I would do it. But if there's no market for that, I wouldn't do that. What do you think? What should I do? One.
Boy, so you're going to mass produce the binder.
I'm trying to make some money here.
I don't know how much listeners decide.
Yeah, tweet at me. If you guys think only one person should get the binder and I should drive up the price, or if you think I should make them available and signed by whoever would like them. Like, I feel like this is my opinion just because I'm a fucking egomaniac. at the very least, every single cast member on this should
should
want to own a piece of history.
You should reach out to Rachel and see if she could talk to you about how did she get this book published.
Oh my God.
$4.97 on paperback. Get Corinne's book. Five-star reviews.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So perfect. All right. Corinne, this was great. Nicole, also thank you for being such a trooper.
Yes, I know how difficult it is for you to stay awake this late.
It is. It is way past my bedtime.
This is like Nicole's,
me too.
Nicole's birthday party.
Honestly, I go to bed at 9:30.
This is my birthday party.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
It's a very
sad
life.
Great stuff.
Birthdays are the worst days.
Yeah. We've got so much coming up. Corinne is going to come back next week to do the brutal cast assessment for Big Brother OTT.
Yeah. I was like, where is he going with this?
Yes.
No,
yes.
But I would like to figure out something to do because the next cast is not a cast I will rate.
Yes.
So we should figure out some kind of niche thing I could do for them.
Okay. Australia Survivor next season.
He just
wants
to shove the Australia work onto anyone else.
Whoever wants it.
Yeah. It's up for grabs, Dominic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Well, maybe Corinne's brutal cast assessment of The Amazing Race 29.
Sounds great.
What, is that a joke? Is there not 29 of them?
They have filmed Amazing Race 29, but it's not on the schedule yet. It's on
what?
It's on hiatus. Yeah.
What?
Yes. If something gets canceled,
what?
Then Amazing Race.
Wait. Stop. Everything. These people filmed a show that's not going to maybe air.
It'll air eventually. Something will get canceled on the CBS lineup.
Holy
unless,
shit.
Unless,
but
you
that
know,
show wins the Emmy every year.
It didn't.
Yeah. That's a complicated political process. Yeah.
You see, if I was a better podcaster, I would have any fucking idea what's going on with CBS.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right, Corinne.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hashtag J for pay, kid.
Hashtag J for pay. Take care, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.